Welcome to Rock Hounds Baseball and our 50th anniversary season. Follow the Hounds at home and on the road here at MidlandRockHounds.org. Now it's time for Texas League Baseball. Here's the radio voice of the Rock Hounds, Bob Hart,
whose timing is not the very best this evening. Thank you very much, technology. We greet you from North Little Rock, Arkansas, Dickie Stevens Park, and we're going to arrive just in time for the Star Spangled Banner. And right now we take you downstairs for the Star Spangled Banner. National anthem this evening, just ahead of Game 3 of a six-game series here in North Little Rock, Arkansas. I was starting to grumble at the computer that runs out, on which we run all of our audio, of course, and I was really starting to get grumpy at Mr. Computer, and then I realized we had a little the operator error was doing. it was me. We were unplugged. That worked really well for MTV about 40 years ago. Doesn't work so well here. Baseball from Little Rock, Arkansas, North Little Rock to be precise. Pitching matchup tonight, Stephen Kolek, right-hander going for Arkansas. He's a top 30 prospect for the Mariners. And Jeff Criswell, top 20 prospect for the Oakland A's, will be our... We'll get you lineups, get you a quick look at a... We're actually not steaming hot this evening. Get you set for baseball. Game 3 of the set, Rockhounds and Travelers, first pitch of the game after this from Budweiser and Michelob Ultra.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. How about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This Rockhounds broadcast is brought your way in part by Budweiser and by Michelob Ultra. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Let's go back to Bob at the ballpark for the first pitch of the game.
And that first pitch of the game will feature a very familiar name and face as Max Schumann will lead it off. Mentioned Max back. He was actually scheduled to be in the lineup yesterday. It was a late scratch, but he is in the lineup and leading it off this evening. So the Rockhounds have their leadoff guy back. And Max Schumann faces Stephen Kolek. And let's play some baseball. And Max swings at the first pitch. Max barely had time to say hi. Fly ball center field. That'll be handled for the first out of this ballgame. So Max Schumann, first pitch swinging in his return to the Hounds. A fly ball to center field. One up, one down. And my goodness, we are playing baseball. 85 degrees this evening, so again, that is, boy, I mean, it feels relatively cool. Heat index is 92, but the humidity is not nearly what it has been, so really pleasant. Zach Gelof will bat in the number two spot. The third baseman in this one looks to bunt, and takes a strike from the right-hander Stephen Kolek, 0-1. Max Schumann, the leadoff man at second base in his return to the Hounds. Zach Geloff batting second. He's the third baseman. Kolek's pitch is a breaking ball down and away in the count 1-1. Kyle McCann waiting on deck. He's the king third. Kolek's pitch is a fastball that runs up and in 95 miles an hour. The count of 2-1 to Zach. Geloff at 293. Averages dropped a bit in the second half, but boy, a long, long time away, two months plus. A big swing and a miss at the 2-1 pitch, and the count squares to Zach. Middle of the order, Jordan Diaz, speaking of guys who has been gone not a long time, but Jordan back for the first time since July 27th. Key member, obviously, of the lineup. Back in, he's the DH, Jordan Diaz, batting cleanup. Little bouncer, back toward the mound on a high hop. Kolek going to have to hurry a little bit, and Zach is out by a quarter step. Kolek kept his wits about him and made the 1-3 put out. Zach Geloff bounces out to the pitcher. Two men down, and here's Kyle McCann. Logan Davidson, boy, has been swinging the bat well. Shortstop, well, bat number 5, Logan Davidson at short. Tyler Soderstrom is the first baseman. And Tyler making his double-A debut just a couple of nights ago. Logan Davidson at the 5 spot, and Tyler Soderstrom batting 6th at first base. Devin Foyle back in the lineup tonight. The right fielder batting 7th, Devin Foyle. Nobody on, two men down, first pitch swing, and Kyle fouls one straight back out of play. It's 0-1. Michael Goldberg, boy, had a good night last night. Left fielder will bat 8th, Michael Goldberg. And Mickey McDonald, like Max Schumann, just joining the ball club again from AAA. Mickey in center field batting 9th. Pitch from Kolek, just off the outside corner, and the count is 1-1. Max Schumann, Zach Geloff, Kyle McCann up top, Jordan Diaz, Logan Davidson, Tyler Soderstrom in the middle. Devin Foyle, Michael Goldberg, and Mickey McDonald round it out. Pitch way up and away for a ball, and it's 2-1 from right-hander Stephen Kolek. Second time in 3 nights, the starting pitcher for the Travs is a former Aggie, Texas A&M. Dodgers drafted him in the 11th round, 2018. Came over to the Mariners in a kind of a low-profile trade. It was for cash considerations. Right-hander with a 2-ball, 1-strike stretch and pitch. Just missed in. Ball 3-1. Kolek's ERA is a little bit surprising. His other numbers do not bear it out. Big right-hander delivers. That's a strike on the inside edge. Just got there. 3-2. Nobody on. Two men down. Top half of the first inning with Kyle McCann at the plate. Left-handed hitter is Kyle with some pop, as we have come to find out. We always knew. There's a swing and a miss. Chased one down and away. Good fastball. Low and out. Not that necessarily out of the zone, but low edge of the zone, outside half of the plate, and Kyle is swinging strike 3. So the Rockhounds go in order. Boy, starting pitching has been really, really good in this series. So to the bottom half of the first inning we go. Village Car Wash score first time around. The Rockhounds nothing, and against right-hander Jeff Criswell, the Arkansas Travelers are coming to bat.
Oxy is proud to operate in the Permian Basin, where our teams are hard at work delivering the energy the world needs, safely, cleanly, and efficiently. We are honored to partner with the Rockhounds to recognize military veterans and service members at home games throughout the season. We salute these heroes for their sacrifices to keep us all safe and to protect our country. Visit Oxy.com to learn more about Oxy and how we zero in to make a difference in the communities where we live and work.
Wagner Apartments offer both high-end and affordable 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Midland, visit La Mirage, where you will experience luxury, style, and elegance. In Odessa, visit Andalusia and experience our state-of-the-art amenities. Wagner Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at Wagner.com.
It's time to amp up the fun. Now during the Ford Summer Supercharged Sales Event. Get great offers on select Ford vehicles, and you'll not only bring back the fun, you'll supercharge it. So stop by the Summer Supercharged Sales Event at your Ford dealer and discover how Ford can take your summer to a whole new level. Not all models, trims, or features may be available. Contact your dealer for information.
Scheffler will lead it off against right-hander Jeff Criswell, who drops down to his haunches, takes a moment of reflection, and now climbs the backside of the hill. We're ready to go here in the bottom half of the first inning. Hounds went in order. Jeff Criswell faces Matt Scheffler in the first pitch of the bottom half of the first inning from the right-hander. Up high with a fastball for ball one. Scheffler, right-hand hitter at 263. Get you the rest of the Travs order as they face Jeff Criswell. Jeff making his seventh start as a member of the Rockhounds. Fastball fouled back. Got a piece of the catcher, I think. Kyle McCann, 1-1. Caden Polkovich is the second baseman, batting second, playing second. Caden Polkovich. Cade Marlowe was the center fielder, batting third. Marlowe in center field. Jake Shiner is the first baseman. He'll bat cleanup. Shiner in the cleanup spot. The 1-1 pitch on the way from Criswell. That'll just miss up and in. Count goes 2-1. Riley Unruh. Is the left fielder, batting number 5. Unruh in left. Jake Anchia is the catcher, batting 6th. Anchia behind the plate. Stretch and pitch by Jeff. That ball looped out towards second base. Max Schumann going to play it on the hop on the edge of the grass. Has to hurry. Boy, and he got him just barely. Little inside-out swing and a little flare. Really a knuckleball. And Max had to make the play, ranging to his left in a good amount of space. Not deep on the outfield grass, of course, but on the grass for sure. And then the throw, and Scheffler really hustled. And that was a close play. One man down for Caden Polkovich. Bottom third of the order is Connor Hoover in right field. Hoover in right. Cesar Isturiz, the shortstop. Boy, kid can really play. Defensively anyway. Shortstop batting 8th. Criswell's pitch. Good fastball right down the chute for a called strike. 0-1 to Caden Polkovich. 95 on the fastball. And Patrick Frick will round it out. He's the third baseman. Frick at third, batting 9th. Criswell's pitch, that'll sail up high for a ball from the right-hander. It's 1-1 to Polkovich. Scheffler, Polkovich, and Marlowe up top. Shiner, Unruh, Hoover, Isturiz, and Frick rounded out for Arkansas. Pitch from Criswell up high and in for a ball. 2 balls and 1 strike. Travelers, AA affiliate of the Seattle Mariners. Now both of these organizations and the minor leagues, we had some goings-on, of course. Mariners giving up some talent to acquire Luis Castillo, who pitched so very well yesterday against the Yankees. Swinging a foul back, and it's 2-2. Polkovich hitting 235. He has 4 home runs, 35 driven in. I kidded about this last night, but you and I have been doing this a long time. I mentioned sneaking up on, it won't be this year, but if you and I are back together in 2023, we're going to touch 4,000 games. That's a lot. Pitch swung on, ground ball sharply hit. Soderstrom had it, lost it, retrieves it, gets to the bag in plenty of time for the out. So you do something, well, I'm sure overall, including 4 years in the Northwest League, I don't know, 4,300 times, something like that. And I do my scorecard the same way each day. Now, there are times at home something might get in the way of my getting it all filled out. On the road, it's usually all filled out just the way I like it. And last night we got lineups about a minute and a half before the game. Not quite, but close enough. Breaking pitch down and in, the left-handed hitting Cade Marlowe. And it's 1 ball, no strikes. And to have basically a scorecard that had nothing but names and positions on it, I mean, I tell you, like, it felt like doing a game from Mars. It's amazing what you get accustomed to. Pitch down and in, 2 balls, no strikes. Everybody does it a little differently, of course, especially if you've been doing this for any length of time. But, boy, just have that. Want that card in a certain, with stuff written in a certain place and space. And wasn't there last night. Swinging a foul back, and it's 2-1. So this afternoon, everybody, and the Rockhounds changed lineups late. The Travelers didn't give their lineup until very late last night, but for the ball game. But today, everything back in order. That's good. 2-1 pitch. Chopper toward to get it. Yep, got there just in time. That was basically a little Baltimore chop by Marlowe. A high hopper, and Marlowe runs pretty well from the left side of the plate. But Tyler got there, made the play on the high hop, and got to the bag just in time. So both ball clubs are up and down in order, and we are playing some baseball. Our broadcast is brought your way by Village Car Wash, and after 1, Travelers and Rockhounds, no score.
bring Ford into faster internet, more savings, and more choices from Suddenlink. Visit Suddenlink.com to get reliable, high-speed 300 meg internet for just $29.99 a month. If that doesn't put a spring in your step, you'll also get 3 full months of HBO Max, a $50 Visa prepaid card, and a free Wi-Fi extender for whole home coverage. So you can even get internet in those hard-to-reach places. Plus, as part of Optimum Flexibility, there are no contracts or hidden fees. And the grass gets greener when you combine with Optimum Mobile for even more savings. Now you can do more of what you love with our reliable 300 meg internet for just $29.99 a month. So spring your savings into action and sign up at Suddenlink.com or call 800-972-5757 for new residential customers. Reflects auto pay discount. Taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. Not transferable and not available in all areas. Wired connection up to 300 meg. Speed, availability, pricing, offers, and terms vary by area. After promo, HBO Max subscription is $14.99 per month. 90 days of continuous service required for gift cards. Allow 4 to 6 weeks for delivery. Additional terms apply. See Suddenlink.com for details.
We know a place where you can find bacon, blue cheese, and ranch all together. And that place could be in your hands. Picture this. You're holding the new Whataburger Bacon Blue Cheeseburger. Made to order with two fresh all-beef patties, crispy bacon, blue cheese crumbles, grilled onions, and our own peppercorn ranch. This is one of my favorite places. And actually, they're in my mind right now. Whataburger's all-new Bacon Blue Cheeseburger. Just like you like it. For a limited time at participating locations.
Jordan Diaz back in the order for the Rockhounds tonight. That is good to see. He has been out, nothing major, but been out since July 27th in his first appearance of this series. Jordan, right-handed hitter, stands in and takes up and in. Ball one from Stephen Kolek. Jordan, right-handed hitter at 3-0 swing around at age 21. Takes up and in for ball two. It's a quick 2-0 count. Diaz, Davidson, and Soderstrom in the Rockhounds' second inning. Travelers lead the series 2-0. Big innings have been the bugaboo. Chopper back to the mound, a little high hop, easily handled by Kolek. And he throws to first for the out, so Diaz bounces out in his return to the lineup. And the batter, Logan Davidson. Rockhounds shortstop, and he is up now in the year to 275. And you talk about it a lot. Logan has been in the low 200s throughout his first season and a half with the Rockhounds. And what was it, a week or two ago, mentioned that he was hitting. He started on a very nice little stretch in the second half and bumped up to 250. A swing and a miss. Logan, if I jinx you, I'm not going to forgive myself. But he got to 250, and you say, that's just a nice foundation number. I mean, it's nothing in concrete, but it's a really good foundation, and now he has bumped it up 25 more points to 275. So basically, he is right now in this season, he has bumped his average up by about 50 points over where he has been much of his Double-A career. That is really exciting for the A's and for the Hounds. Here's a base hit up the middle. Sharply hit, and hello, how are you? Didn't jinx him. And it is an 8-game hit streak for Logan Davidson. More importantly, he is hitting 360-plus in the second half of this season. And that's now, that's becoming a fairly substantial sample size. This is game 30 of the second half. And Logan, with that base hit, as we said, extends the hit streak to 8 games. In the second half, that's his 98th at bat. So those are pretty solid numbers. Backdoor pitch called strike to Tyler Soderstrom. Tyler, meanwhile, playing in just his third Double-A game. Top 3 prospect for the A's, any way you look at it, top 50, if not top 30, in all of Major League Baseball's prospect list. Chopper over toward first, and that'll be a fairly easy play. Going to go to second base just in time. Davids, no, he beat. Oh, the ball got loose. Forgive me. Ball. First baseman Shiner through to second base. Throw was a little bit high, so we'll see who is tagged with the error on that. I would guess it'll be an error on, I said, second base, the shortstop covering. But we'll see. And, yep, so it'll be Logan Davidson safe at second base on the error to the shortstop. His tourist, well, I jinxed him. I tell you, he was really impressive in the ball game last night defensively, but he misplays the throw. So it's first and second. Davidson on. He will reach on the error. Soderstrom then on a fielder's choice. And here's Devin Boyle. Takes up and away for a ball. Does Devin Ball 1-1 ball, no strikes. deep breath by the left-handed hitter. Boy, Devin just trying to start things up all over again. Spent a long time on the injured list, May 15th through the 24th of July. Man, got to drive just crazy. Stretch and pitch, and it's right back up middle. Got a chance right over the bag. Knocked down by Asturias, and he may have just saved a run. Now, that looks a little more like the kid we saw at shortstop last night. He was tremendous, and he made a diving stop. That ball was maybe 3-4 feet to the second base side of the bag. And shortstop Asturias went back up the middle, made a diving stop. Devin Foyle, infield base hit. Base is loaded. I would think Logan would have scored on that had Asturias not made the really nice play. So base is full. Couple of hits sandwiched around an error. And here's Michael Goldberg now with the bases loaded. One man down. No score in the top of the second. Oh, time called just before the pitch. Interesting. Kolek went ahead and delivered. You just don't see that very often. It was his catcher who called timeout. Don't believe it was the batter, Michael Goldberg, right-handed hitter. I'm reading the hand sign of Ben Engstrand correctly. He pointed at the catcher. Pitch from Kolek fouled back, a breaking pitch off speed. At Goldberg, again, limited duty, 23 games. He, again, boy, so many of these guys, there's a stretch on. Oh, my goodness, we had an airplane go over, and my goodness, that airplane was low. Wow. Wow. Thank you very much. Swinging. That's, well, that, as the man said in Smokey and the Bandit, man, that is an attention getter. That airplane is not very far off the ground. You know, it's a big one, too. Not a 737 kind of thing, but it's a good-sized aircraft. 0-2, the count to Michael Goldberg. Refocus on the game. Swinging a shot foul over toward the Rockhounds dugout. Third base side, 0-2. Mickey McDonald waiting on deck. Bases full, one man down. Top half of the second inning, no score. You know, we were in San Antonio, and of course, there's an Air Force base right next to the ballpark, basically, in San Antonio. So, not as much anymore, but you get a lot of aircraft in that area. Swinging a roller out towards shortstop. Asturias will make the play. They're only going to get one. There'll be no throw. Run will score. So, an unearned run, but an RBI, I would think, for Goldberg on that. So, Michael on the fielder's choice brings Logan Davidson home. The error is huge. Advancing to third is Tyler Soderstrom out. 6-4 at second base is Devin Foyle. Fielder's choice for Goldberg. Unearned run for Kolek. And it's 1-0 Rockhounds here in the top of the second. Mickey McDonald now with runners at the corners. There was a ball game, and just as the case here, that airplane was behind the stadium from our vantage point, from behind the press box side. Strike of the knees, 0-1 to Mickey. Same thing at San Antonio, and it was one of those cargo planes, those huge cargo planes military uses, and I do not know how far that plane was off the ground, but it wasn't much. Swing and a miss, and it's 0-2 now to Mickey. You know the guys who were part of the mission staff, so that was the first time they'd ever seen a plane that, to be honest, and the stadium shook. Couldn't figure out what it was initially, and then the plane came over, and I mean just over the top of the ballpark. Pitch to Mickey, called third, already knew it. Called third strike. So two men down, Mickey McDonald will just walk away. Well, that's one of those I imagine about 20 feet from home plate. As the inning is over, you just know that AB is over. So Mickey takes the call, third strike. Rockhounds got a Frankenstein one together. It's a run on two base hits, an error, and two men are left on base. Strikeout number two for Stephen Kolek. So an inning and a half complete. Village Car Wash score has the Hounds on the board. It's the Rockhounds 1, the Travelers nothing.
Synergy Cinema and Entertainment. As much fun as you can pack under one roof. Synergy features blockbuster movies. And dinner and drinks can be delivered right to your luxury reclining seats. A fully loaded arcade. From the classics to cutting-edge immersive VR. Unleash your inner skills in a fun, fast-paced game of laser tag and crazy cool bowling lanes right next to food and a full bar. Find your fun at Synergy Entertainment. For showtimes, tickets, and more, go to synergy.com.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. Take the afternoon off. Binge watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry. And the Midland Reporter-Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the ONG news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter-Telegram, delivering life every day.
Last half of the second inning, and it'll be Jake Shiner, Riley Unroe, and Jake Anchia. Finishing Jeff Criswell, seventh start as mentioned for the right-hander. Opened the year with Lansing in the advanced single-A Midwest League. And was one of the best in that league to be certain. Fastball outside corner at the knees. Cannot throw it much better than that. 94 on knee-high outside edge. 0-1. Jake Shiner, 221, but he has 12 homers and 63 driven in. Right-handed hitter, slightly open stance. This well with a compact motion delivery, that bounces up to the plate. Bounds away, one ball, one strike. Jeff is 1-3 with a 3.23 ERA for the Rockhounds. The other numbers, again, are a little higher. A whip of 1.63. And the opposition's hitting 300 against him, 303 to be precise. Fastball is fouled away. It's 1-2. His earned run average, and of course that can be at times, I shouldn't say a misleading number. ERA is certainly a very good measure, a basic measure of pitcher. We have so many stats now, of course, it's almost crazy. But he had a 3.78 ERA at advanced day, but his other numbers were just tremendous, a 1.1 whip. So sometimes that ERA doesn't add up. Breaking pitch down and away. A little check swing, but Shiner did not go, and the count is 2 balls, 2 strikes. Riley Unroe waiting on deck. Jake Anchia in the hole, if I did not say. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Shiner leaves it off in the second. Breaking pitch down and away. Ball three. Tried to get him to go chase. That's a good example right there of a pitch that I think you would get a strikeout much, much, much more often at the rookie and single-A levels, a breaking pitch away. But here again, hitters a little bit more developed in their plate approach. Not this time, swing and a miss at a fastball. And boy, Jeff tried to kind of get him to go chase. That didn't work, so he struck him out with a 95-mile-an-hour fastball up. Shiner retired. First strikeout for Jeff Criswell. Single late in the game last night. Again, big innings have really been the issue for the Rockhounds. It's been the formula for the Trabs in winning the first two of this series. Unroe takes down an in for a ball, 1-0. Trabs tied the game at 2 opening night, Tuesday night in the 7th, and a 5-run 8th, and that was the difference in a 7-5 victory when all was said and done. Strike to the inside corner to Unroe, and the count 1-1. Riley, a switch hitter at 2-0-3, 4 homers, 29 driven in, including a couple in last night's game. Hounds shade him up the middle solidly with Logan Davidson at shortstop, and Unroe fouls the 1-1 pitch back. It's 1-2. Last night it was a 7-run third inning. Luis Medina making his A's debut. Boy, saw flashes of tremendous stuff. 1-2 pitch, bounced straight back, still a ball and 2 strikes. And for Luis, of course, has to drive you crazy. He came over, he was traded at the deadline. So over the course of this week, he has been a Somerset Patriot, then was traded by the Yankees to Oakland, and now is a Rockhound. Chopper out towards short, charging is Davidson. Makes the play at the shoe tops. Oh, and he threw it high, and I'm not so sure that's going to be see the ball get out of play or not. Nope, and we'll see what that will be called. It'll be a base hit. Kind of thought so. That was a very close play. Unroe really hustled down the line. And Logan tried to crank that throw a little bit. The Rockhounds get a nice break in that the ball stayed in play. Matter of fact, Soderstrom may have actually nabbed that. First base coach kind of dodged out of the way as if it had gotten past Tyler, but I'm not so sure he didn't catch that. I don't know if I'll get a second look at it. It's one on with a runner at first base. And the batter is Jake Anchia. He's the catcher. Runner bluffs, doesn't go. Pitch up and in. One ball, no strikes. So a high throw, and we have had some issues defensively that way with Logan on the year, which is really absolutely atypical. He's an outstanding defender with a very accurate arm, but from time to time, throw has gotten away from him on the year. 4-mile-an-hour fastball, and the count is 1-1. But had that throw bounded away, good chance it might have gotten out of play. That would have put a runner in scoring position. Instead, it's one on with one out. The runner at first. Hounds lead 1-0 in the second. Set by the right-hander, Criswell's pitch. Swing and a miss. Boy, that's just good old country hardball right there. Fastball, and it was right down the chute at 95. And Anchia could not catch it. Jake hitting 229, four home runs, 33 driven in. Jeff Criswell with the Rockhounds coming in 37 hits in 30 and two-thirds innings as he tosses here to first base. 2-1 ratio right on the money, 26 strikeouts and 13 bases on balls. A little under a strikeout per inning, but about 8 whiffs per 9. Down just a little from single A. Swinging a foul back, and the count is 1-2. Ball and two strikes to Anchia. Jeff drafted in 2020, second rounder. Of course, that was a shortened draft during the year that went away. 58th overall. 50th. You know, it doesn't sound impressive, does it? 58th overall. Out of how many tens and the thousands? 1-2 pitch. Runner goes. Pitch fouled straight back. So Anchia had to protect the plate, which he did. And Unroll will come back. Unroll is one of the guys on the Travelers team who runs a great deal. The Travs, and I was surprised, they've got a couple of guys who run a bunch. In fact, two or three of them. Case Marlowe has 27 stolen bases, for example. Unroll has 14. But as a team, they are 7th out of 10 in the league. But Unroll is 14 out of 17, so he is very capable, and he was running there. One ball, two strikes. Not going. Pitch up high. Ball two, 2-2. Jeff Criswell, who is a native of Michigan, and now with the return of Max Schumann, the Portage, Michigan stat for the Rockhounds is now back up to 2 on the roster. Jeff with a long set. Flirting with the clock. Get by Kyle McCann, not going to get him. Stolen base, 15 out of 18 for Unroll. And a full count to boot. So Anchia doing a good job battling. He's fouled away a couple of two-strike pitches. Now the Travelers have the tying run and scoring position in the person of Riley Unroll, who is largely covered with dirt. Travs back to they have camouflage jerseys they wear quite often, and they are doing that tonight as they did opening night. Rockhounds in the deep sky blue, trimmed in the white and orange. And Chia waits. 3-2 pitch. Criswell fouled straight back. No, there's a swing and a miss, and it got away from Kyle, and he will throw to first base, and they're not going to get him. He's safe. So it'll be first and third on a strikeout, and one would assume a passed ball. Waiting for the scoring call. We get it old-fashioned style here with hand signals, but it's usually pretty quickly discerned. Kyle McCann going to walk out to the mound. Boy, really? So it's going to be deemed a wild pitch. That's interesting. So a runner at third and a runner at first. And Chia, who strikes out but does so on what is deemed a wild pitch, that kind of had the appearance of a passed ball from here, but again, don't get a whole lot of looks at it. So it's first and third. And one man down. Zach Geloff playing in. Even with a bag at third, Logan Davidson shading up the middle and deep at short. First and third, 1-0 Hounds. Travs threaten, swinging a foul straight back, Connor Hoover. Connor, to me, is intriguing. I was writing down his numbers today. Lineups in time today, and the card is filled out. Connor Hoover is hitting 166, and he has 24 runs driven in. And he has a great chance here, first and third, one man down. Pitch by Criswell. Little bouncer, that'll go foul. right back in through the on-deck circle, 0-2. Here is Junior on deck, the shortstop. Kind of drifted in and out of cloudiness. There was a chance of rain earlier on. It's turned into a beautiful evening. One of the nicest in a long time. 0-2 pitch, swing and a miss, chased it up and away. Boy, that's a that's as hard a fastball as Jeff has thrown in this game. That was 96 up and away. So two men down in the inning. Third strikeout for Criswell, and here is Cesar Esturiz Jr. So the shadow, very similar in terms of the way it stretches out to Momentum Bank Ballpark. Different shape to the shadow, but it's from behind the first base side up and now out into shallow left field. So the infield pretty much left side, not battling the sun anymore. Pitch high for a ball, 1-0 to Esturiz Jr. Switch hitter batting from the left side, playing in just his third game with the Travs. First and third with two men down. Pitch from Criswell, breaking ball swung on and missed, 1-1. Hook that down and into him. Count of one ball, one strike. A little bit of breeze kicked up. I just happened to glance. It looked like something was flying in the air here. It was next door, Stephen Davis, the outstanding voice of the Travs. He's swinging a roller out towards second base. Max Schumann is there, makes the play, the throw in time. So Jeff Criswell, a little infield base hit and a strikeout and a wild pitch, but no other damage done. No runs on a hit, no errors, and two men are left on base. A little gust of wind picked up Stevens' scorecard or one of his stat sheets and tried to blow it right on out the window. Good grab, made the play. We go to the top half of the third inning of play. We're at North Little Rock, Arkansas. Village Car Wash score, Hounds 1, Travelers nothing.
Aldridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center. Aldridge serves all of your landscape and outdoor living needs with degreed horticulturists and Texas certified nursery professionals on staff. And we offer a complete nursery and garden center. In fact, many of our bedding plants, hanging baskets, and trees are in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987 on Fairgrounds Road in Midland or visit AldridgeGardens.com.
At All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram truck headquarters. We have half tons, three-quarter tons, one tons, and more. Two- and four-wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the completely new 2022 wagon here? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
Hounds and the Travelers, third game of this set. Travs lead it 2-0. And things have tightened up in the Texas League South Division. Rockhounds had a 4-game lead when this road trip began. Briscoe has won 4 in a row, and they are playing Amarillo, so there is, I guess, kind of mixed news. No matter who wins there, you kind of hope Amarillo might win a couple now in that series. And again, we're not any place really near scoreboard watching per se, but Frisco and Amarillo, the teams right behind the Rockhounds, are playing, and they are at Frisco. Rough Riders with that 4-game win streak now within 2 games of the Hounds in the Texas League South. We go to the top half of the third. Top of the order, Max Schumann takes a pitch this time so we can tell you that Max is indeed back. One ball, no strikes. Shuffling, of course, at the trade deadline. No surprise there. So Max and Mickey McDonald both back. Chopper up the middle. Hard charge is Polkovich not going to be able to make the play. That'll be a base hit for Max, I'm sure. Yeah, it has to be. It's a base hit on little Chopper. That's a Baltimore chop over the pitcher's head. And by the time Polkovich, and I'm sorry, Caden, I tripped all over your last name. It's really not that difficult to say. The Caden, and actually Caden, which is a cool first name, by the way, K-A-D-E-N. By the time he got to that ball, not much of a chance. You know, of course, that Max runs really well. So Max Schumann, who is still one of the top 10 hitters in the Texas League, has enough plate appearances to qualify. And got a base hit here. Now Zach Geloff, who takes third base hit of the game. They lead it 1-0 in the top of the third. And lots of activity. J.T. Ginn is back, coming off a rehab stint in the Arizona Complex League. Used to be the Arizona Rookie League. Toss over to first, chases Max Schumann back. Max, of course, tremendous base dealer. He's 22 out of 25 with the Rockhounds. Right-hander on the mound. Stephen Kolek delivers, and the pitch is fouled back, and the count, one ball and one strike. Aiden McIntyre, he gave up a couple of runs last night, but he has not pitched in competition this year until last night. But Aiden, very, very capable out of the bullpen, so he will join the pen. J.P. Ginn into the rotation, as is Luis Medina, who pitched last night. Pitch is down the middle, called strike to Zach, and the count goes 1-2. Saheed Valenzuela now on the development list, and Nick Heiberger is on the temporary inactive list. Zach Plunkett has been released, so lots going on here this week in North Little Rock. And still perhaps more moves coming. Pitch up and in for a ball. It's 2-2. Chase Calabuig is on the injured list, and again, he's the number three hitter in the Texas League. Tyler Soderstrom also perhaps, well, I guess obviously in terms of the prospects, yeah, the headliner arriving this week. That's a straight promotion from Advanced A Lansing. And Tyler with his first double-A home run last night, went opposite field and drove the ball out to left. We're told a little back at the winter sports banquet, and he said, you know what, he just might be here this season. He's only 20 years of age, is Tyler Soderstrom, but he too joining the club. So lots going on in personnel. Long set by Kolek. Max a good lead, but not going. Gelof pops one up, but I think it'll get out of play. And yes, it will, and that ball is going to go where? Up on the main concourse and goes bounding away. Two balls, two strikes. Zach Gelof, right-handed hitter, bounced out to the pitcher his first time up. Waggles that bat north and south as he waits. Into center field. Over the head of the center fielder, Marlowe. He tried to make the play and couldn't. Max will score with ease. Rounding second, coming for third is Gelof, and he's going to go in with a stand-up triple. Zach Gelof, opposite field drive, and my goodness, he claps his hands. I started to say pounds his hands together. He does at third base with a triple. Zach Gelof. That is a line drive that I think, if you went out right now and asked Cade Marlowe, I think that fooled him a little bit, perhaps anyway, in terms of how hard it was hit. Marlowe, I thought, was going to make the catch. He went at an angle to his left, did the center fielder, and I thought he might get there, but that ball got over his glove, and that was a rope. Now Kyle McCann, runner at third, takes high and away for a ball. Boy, that is, well, Zach's had a couple of really good swings, obviously, a game-winning home run, a grand slam since his return. But that's, I think, as hard to hit a ball as we have seen, just in terms of just flat ripping the baseball. Fly ball left field. That's deep toward the corner by McCann. That ball's going to get down into the left field corner. That is a base hit. Gelof will jog home, and Kyle McCann goes into second. That was a good effort by Unroe in deep left field, deep into the corner. He threw to second. It was moderately close. The ball ended up bounding away. But the Rockhounds with back-to-back big swings here. Triple by Gelof drives in a run. Double by McCann brings home Zach. And the Rockhounds now lead it 3-0. Opposite field double into the left field corner. 44th RBI for Kyle McCann. And oh, by the way, how are you? That is a 15-game hit streak. Kyle McCann and Logan Davidson, and you know, we talked about him in a pregame show, and I'm really glad that I did not jinx them, but they were starting to really come around, some really good swings of the bat. It was during the road trip, and they were so very good. Kyle McCann is now over 250, and exact, and Logan Davidson over 275 now. And Kyle with an RBI, his 44th. Now his strike on a backup pitch, it's 0-1. Nobody out in the inning. Leadoff infield single Schumann, triple Gelof, double McCann, and it's 3-0 Hounds. The lead by Kyle, pitch to Jordan, ground ball to the left side. That will not even move the runner up. Shortstop Esturiz with the throw. Jordan hustles, but he is out. So Jordan Diaz retired. First out of the inning, here's Logan Davidson. Boy, if nothing else, you really need to push that runner to third base, but Jordan pulled it sharply, but Esturiz made the play. Here's Logan Davidson, fellow whom we just talked about behind his back. Logan, a single his first time up. So Logan now has hit in 8 straight games. Kyle McCann in 15 straight games. Logan, left-handed hitter in this case, switch hitter. 13 homers, 48 driven in. Takes down and in for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Off-season work with certain mechanics in the swing and also, again, strike zone judgment, everything. And I think that off-season work you're seeing really pay off. I think it has all season, but I think especially now here, what about the start of the second half? Takes up and away for a ball. It's 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. Logan, 13 home runs to go with his 48 runs batted in. Kyle McCann, the leadoff, second base. They shade Logan up the middle. Pitch is on the outside corner. Boy, can't throw it much better than that. Kolek with a strike. Just glancing out at Polkovich, the second baseman. He is right on the edge of sunlight and shadow at second base, so that sun does get in his eyes. He's shielding his eyes with his gloved left hand. Same in center and left. That sun really at a tough trajectory. Swing and a miss as Logan chases one. That pitch up and out of the zone, but a swinging strike two. What do they say in a league of their own, lay off the high ones. To which, of course, the result falls in two strikes. Logan ready to go. 2-2 pitch, and he sends this one high in the air, left field, not deep, toward the line. Unroll will get there, camps a bit, right on edge of sunlight and shadow to make the catch. Fly ball left field toward the line, so Kolek gives up back-to-back-to-back base hits, and now gets a couple of quick outs, and here is Tyler Soderstrom. Tyler reached on the fielder's choice his first time. 0-for-1 in this game, 2-for-9 with a home run and 2 driven in. And two games and change at the AA level for the A's high prospect. Prospect list shuffled a little bit with that trade. Frankie Montas going to the Yankees for 4 prospects. Pitch high and away for a ball, 1 ball, no strikes. Again, Tyler playing first base in this game. Outfield is considered a possibility as well. Catcher, when he was drafted out of high school in Turlock, California. Speaking of catchers, Sean Murphy, Rockhounds alum. 3-run home run and a 3-1 A's win yesterday. Guys are hanging in there. Pitch down and away for a ball. It's 2 balls, no strikes. It's going to be fascinating. Billy Dean and company, can they rebuild the A's again? There's a lot of talent now in the farm system was down, to be honest. But trades have certainly helped. Here's a swing, and that is a drive to right center field. Tyler Soderstrom, how are you? That ball is going to bounce twice, base of the wall, deep right center, and Tyler's going to come for 3. Relay throw, coming to the third base side, and it is wide, backed up by Kolek. Hello, Tyler Soderstrom. A triple to right center field. Same spot, Geloff hit it. Boy, talking about high prospects and the talent in the organization, and Geloff and Soderstrom, virtually identical swings of the bat. Just line shots, deep right center field. Zach went the opposite way. Tyler pulled that ball. He's a left-handed hitter. So the Rockhounds now lead this game by the score of 4-0. Runner at third, 2 away, and here's Devin Foyle. Pitch outside and high for a ball. Now, Tyler homered last night, but I think we just saw for the first time just the absolute tremendous power that he has. That was just a laser to right center field. Pitch up and away for a ball, and it's 2-0 now to Devin Foyle. So in the inning, the infield single, Max Schumann's speed pays off. Geloff the RBI triple, Kyle McCann an RBI double, and with 2 outs, Tyler Soderstrom an RBI triple. 2-0 to Devin Foyle. Devin an infield single his first time up. Those hands up high, rocks the bat. Swings and lines one right field. That is going to sink in. Drop base hit, 5-0 Rockhounds RBI for Devin. Well, I was looking at this lineup the other day with Tyler Soderstrom's addition. And then now Mickey McDonald and Max Schumann are both back. And I know the Hounds have dropped the first 2 games of the series. And That's your bottom line in terms of the win losses. Of course, going to get a visit to the mound here as Kolek is being hard hit in this inning. This is a really intriguing lineup and roster. And, of course, it's all about development as well. And from the pitching side of things is fascinating. JT Ginn going to be so curious to see how he looks coming back. He'll make his first start with the Rockhounds since going on the injured list. He'll go tomorrow. And, boy, I tell you, the Rockhounds had better bring the lumber. Better bring the lumber to the ballpark tomorrow because they will face the top pitcher in the league, and I mean by leaps and bounds statistically. Guy has almost come out of nowhere. His name is Taylor Dollard, and his numbers are absolutely terrifyingly good. But JT will pitch tomorrow. Luis Medina, again, don't look at the ERA because he's pitched one game at 99 on the gun. Baseball America says he's got some of the best stuff in all of minor league baseball, so he will be really intriguing. One of the kids who came over in the Yankees trade. Now Michael Goldberg, one on and two out, takes down and away for a ball, 1-0. Boatload of guys coming off the injured list. How will the pitching fare the rest of the way? Pitch on the way, a swing and a miss. Throw behind the runner. Boy, that's close to getting. Yep, out at first base. Devin Poyle picked off. Heads up, throw by Anchia. So the Travelers catcher, boy, he really gunned that throw. That was just flat great stuff. That's a pickoff at first base. So 2-3 goes the putout, and Devin Poyle is caught off the bag. But the Rockhounds come up with a four spot on some big swings of the bat. To the bottom half of the third we go. Our Village Car Wash score from North Little Rock now leads the Rockhounds 5 and the Arkansas Travelers nothing.
Saltgrass Steakhouse is the place for a great steak. Why? Because they only serve the best certified Angus beef. A Saltgrass steak is unmatched, unrivaled, and unbeatable when it comes to flavor. Each tender steak is seasoned with a perfect blend of 7 spices, grilled over an open flame, and topped with seasoned steak butter. Taste the certified Angus beef difference today at Saltgrass Steakhouse.
Imagine, you walk into work, turn on your computer, and are met with a message telling you that all your files are now encrypted. Your company has just been hit with ransomware. Every 14 seconds, a new organization will fall victim to ransomware. These and other cyber attacks cost businesses more than $75 billion a year. More than half of these attacks go undetected by antivirus software. Protect your business before it's too late. Call Hilliard Office Solutions for a free security review.
Rockhounds put a four spot up on the board against the Travelers, so the Rockhounds kind of taking a page out of the Travs book. It wasn't a 5 or a 7 spot, but it was a 4-run inning, and the Rockhounds lead it by the score of 5-3. Our Hilliard IT Solutions trivia coming up just a little ways down the baseball road. The Mookie, I started to say Mookie Betts. Forgive me, Mike. I have just jumped a complete generation. Yeah, it's not Mookie Betts, Bob. Very good. It's the Mookie Wilson ball from the 1986 World Series. Got lost in the time machine for a moment there. We go to the bottom half of the third. First pitch by Jeff Criswell up high for ball one. Patrick Frick, the number 9 hitter in the order, with Matt Scheffler and Caden Polkovich to follow. Field goes into shadows entirely now, maybe some clouds behind us. Swing and a fly ball, right center field, drifting back and with room, and there to make the play is Devin Poyle. So Frick flies out on a 1-0 pitch to right field, one man down in the third. So we'll talk about the Mookie Wilson ball. Batter is the top of the order, Matt Scheffler, bounced out to second baseman Max Schumann his first time around. Well, we're talking defense. Michael Goldberg is in left field. Mickey McDonald is in center. Devin Poyle just made that play in right. Scheffler takes. Fastball strike. Point 96 again from Jeff Criswell. That's where he's been topping out, but he's at 94 to 96 in this ball game as the right-hander. Check swing down and away did he go. Yeah, he went around a little. Almost looked like a foul ball, but it's an 0-2 count. By the way, Luis Medina, who pitched last night, hit 99 on the gun here. He has been clocked at 103 in his career. Bases on balls, that command, the consistency, the issue, but he has, again, Baseball America says some of the best stuff in all of minor league baseball. It's going to be really intriguing. Breaking pitch, got him, called third strike. Scheffler, popsicle toes at the plate on that one. Absolutely frozen on a called third strike. Jeff Criswell has four strikeouts in this ballgame. Really intriguing upside to this team. I think I'm not going to tell you they're going to win the second half or anything of the sort, but it is intriguing. The pitching, especially the way it looks right now. And the lineup, that roster is pretty solid. Here's a one to Polkovich, who bounced out to first baseman Tyler Soderstrom his first time up. So, again, not saying, not projecting at all, but for you and for me as we play tonight, game 99 out of 138. Going to be an interesting last section of this season, a swing and a miss, and it's 0-2. I mentioned Stephen Davis, longtime friend, the voice of the Northwest Arkansas Naturals for their first 6 years, and as of the last, I bet it's that long here in Arkansas now. There's a swing and a miss on an off-speed pitch. Jeff Criswell, fly ball out, and then back-to-back strikeouts of the top of the order. When Jeff Criswell, at this point, knock wood, thank you very much, would think his strongest start. We'll give you a game summary coming up. We played three at Dickey Stevens Park. Village Car Wash score of the game. The Rockhounds 5 at Arkansas nothing.
After my first car accident, I feared the biggest damage would be to my wallet. I expected a mountain of bills and a long, drawn-out process. But my Texas Farm Bureau insurance agent was there when I needed her and helped me get back on my feet and in my car in no time. Instead of a hassle, I got reassurance and a quick recovery.
Coverage and discounts are subject to qualifications and policy terms and may vary by situation.
At Village Car Wash, we have one goal: to make your vehicle look its very best. And we've been doing it since 1969, more than 50 years. Village Car Wash also offers fuel, complete detailing, and 14-point oil changes. You'll find us at 604 Andrews Highway, open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 and Saturdays from 8 to 4. The best in the business for more than 50 years. Village Car Wash, Midland's first car wash.
Thanks for joining us for Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summary is brought to you by Oxy.
Well, the Hounds bust loose a little bit in this game. They lead it 5-0 as we go to the top half of the fourth inning. When Jeff Criswell, and just from the amateur's eye view, maybe his, I don't want to say his best start because we're only three innings in, but Jeff Criswell looking certainly as good as he has. And remember, young man's a top 20 prospect for the A's. Jeff looking very strong so far. Always want to put that little knock on wood in there. Rockhounds, 5 runs, 7 hits, no errors, 5-7-0. Travelers, no runs, 1 hit, 1 error, 0-1-1. Michael Goldberg will lead it off here in the fourth. He was at the plate when Devin Foyle picked off first base by catcher Jake Anshira. Here's a line drive, right field, base hit. Michael Goldberg got on 4 out of 5 times last night. He singles here. He is 1 for 2 in the game. He had a fielder's choice that drove in the first run of the game in the second. He singles opposite field here to right. So Michael Goldberg with a leadoff single, 8th base hit for the Rockhounds. He is a very capable base runner. The batter is Mickey McDonald, struck out looking his first time, did Mick. Again, the Rockhounds kind of Frankenstein one together to take the lead in inning number 2. Logan Davidson single started it, an error factored in. Pitch to Mickey, ground ball, second base, that should be 2. Flip to his tourist for 1 on to first base. Nope, Mickey going to beat it, he's safe. Oh, he loved that hustle. That is not quite tailor-made. It was just far enough away from the bag at second base that Polkovich's throw took just a moment to get to his tourist. His relay was a good one, but not in time. So a fielder's choice for Mickey McDonald, 1 on and 1 man down. Top of the order, here's Max Schumann. Max 1 for 2, infield single and a run scored. In the third inning, Max's single started it. Zach Geloff, RBI triple. Kyle McCann, RBI double. Then with 2 men out, RBI triple by Tyler Soderstrom, RBI single by Devin Foyle. Brown scored four runs on five base hits. Max looks to bunt, takes just up and away for a ball. It's 1-0. Hounds are 19-10 now in the second half. They lead Frisco by two, Amarillo by four, San Antonio by five, League South. Frisco, winners of four in a row, playing Amarillo tonight at home in the Metroplex. Fastball swung on and missed. Count goes 1-1. It is a great barometer of how good the last road trip was, and you don't go 10-2 on the road. You just don't do it, and if you do, it is few and way far between. Pitch, bouncing ball toward third, handled there by Frick to second base for one, the pivot, the throw, but Max beat it. Boy, that would have been an around-the-horn double play that would have gone basically from chalk line to chalk line, but another fielder's choice. Schumann reaches. Out at second is Mickey McDonald. Two men down. The batter, Zach Geloff, 1-for-2 with a tremendous triple. The ball that just got over the glove on a line drive off the glove or over the glove of Cade Marlowe, the center fielder, who was ranging to his left and looked again like he might have been able to get there, but ball was really hit hard. Time call. Boy, again, just as Colette gone to his motion. Ah, but this time it is a pitch clock violation, so it's not timeout. Pitch clock violation. I think both guys have flirted with that maybe once or twice. So it's 1-0 to Zach. Runner at first, two men down, 5-0 Rockhounds in the top of the fourth inning. Good breaking pitch. Gets there for a strike. One ball, one strike with the off-speed pitch. Well, the Rockhounds went 10-2 on their last road trip. They have dropped the first two of this one, so they've lost as many games to start this series as they did in 2 weeks last time out. Baseball pitch. Wow, high strike. Just got their upper edge of the inside corner. 1-2. Zach, I don't think he's arguing, but clearly didn't care for it. 1-2. Stephen Kolek, right-hander out of Texas A&M. Former Dodger farmhand is mentioned. 11th rounder. 2018, Yanks one down and away. Schumann thought about going but holds on. Two balls, two strikes. And field in shadows. Stadium lights on. And a little bit of breeze. And what there is slightly inward. There isn't much wind at all. We started with heat index, but humidity level far lower. Kind of surprising because rain was in the forecast. We got a little bit late last night, perhaps. Pitch down and away, ball three. Full count now, 3-2. So Schumann will run with a pitch. Outfield does shade Zach Geloff significantly to pull. Not an overshift at all, but the gap in left center field is a little bit wider than that in right center. And Zach's a right-handed hitter. Checks his swing. Did he go? Foul tip. There's a foul ball. Schumann just, no, it's ball four. Ball got loose. Schumann comes to third. Now, we're going to have a discussion here. Jake Anchina, the catcher, asking something, but Schumann goes to third base, and now the umpires are going to have a conversation here. I couldn't tell initially it was a foul ball, but it was a walk to Geloff. So Schumann goes to second on the walk, but when the ball was not retrieved, he went to third. Now, even if they order him back to second base, and the umpires are conferring, that's still really good hustle. So Max is standing by interim manager, Steve Scarsone. Bobby Crosby. Bobby is, I think, still in town, but it's his time away, so he's, what do we have? Are we going to send him back to second? Well, I think what they're saying is that's a foul ball, and here's Bobby. Well, he's not coaching third, but he's managing. Okay. That's some vacation, Crosby. I think what they're saying maybe is that's a foul ball, and Bobby's point is extremely well taken. How does the home plate umpire not call that? They're ordering Max Schumann back to first base, Zach Geloff back to the plate. So it is, unless they change something here, it'll be 3-2 again, and that's got to be a foul ball. And if it's a foul ball, why in the world the home plate umpire doesn't know more than the base umpires on a foul tip? Well, Bobby, your point is well taken. Unless I missed something, this is Bobby Crosby's vacation. The field staff gets a break at one point during each season. he's managing. I really like him. I mean, that's great. So it's still 3-2 to Geloff. Well, that's interesting. I don't know that you and I have seen that ever, rarely, if ever. But the three umpires conferred, and apparently they decided that was a foul tip, not ball four. It's the only explanation because the count is still 3-2. That's interesting. Schumann will run. The pitch takes flight, and Zach swings and pops one foul straight back out of play, so it's still 3-2. Well, and I would have to guess, to ask Bobby tomorrow, if indeed that was the case. I mean, his point is really well taken on a foul tip, and the base umpires tell the home plate umpire that there was one. That's interesting. 3-2 again, down and away, ball four. So after all of that, with the exception of Max Schumann not getting to third base, everything else just back the way it was a couple of moments ago. I would still, by the way, say that that's really good hustle by Max Schumann. The ball was loose, and again, question was it a foul tip or not? And I am guessing that Anchia, hope I haven't been putting an extra N in that name, it's Anchia, and I think Jake was saying that was a foul tip, and eventually umpiring crew agreed. So here's Kyle McCann with two on and two out. Pitch up and in for a ball, one ball and no strikes. Kyle 1-for-2, struck out in the first and an RBI double and a run scored in the third. Rockhounds 5, Travelers nothing here in the fourth inning. Left-handed hitter is Kyle McCann, right-hander Stephen Kolak with a pitch, bends down and in for ball two, 2-0. Kyle, as always, he's had kind of an interesting, not a dichotomy really, but he does have a very good eye, even last year with a very high strikeout number, but he also drew his share of walks and part of somebody else's. There's a swing and a drive to right, but it's going to be foul. Boy, towering fly ball out of here. I don't know where that landed, but it was nowhere near here. So Kyle, a two-ball, one-strike count. First and second, two men down. Swinging a hard hit ball, and it hits the base runner. So there is your out. McCann, as the ball hit the base runner, Zach Geloff. So he is out. Inning is over. My goodness, for Kyle McCann. Already extended his hit streak to 15 games, but boy, that's just bad luck. That ball was hit so hard, Geloff had no chance to get out of the way. See if Kyle gets a hit on that. Put out goes to the second baseman, who was the closest to it, as deemed by our official scorer. So we'll go to the bottom half of the fourth. A little trivia coming up as well. Village Car Wash score remains. Hounds 5, Travs nothing.
VIP Sports Getaway has an unforgettable experience in store for Dallas Cowboy fans. Enjoy the trip with friends and let VIP Sports Getaway take care of the rest. Our packages include your game ticket, hotel accommodations, transportation, and the ultimate Bill Bates tailgate party. It's a private, all-inclusive party with a catered meal and beverages directly across from the stadium. To find out more about our Cowboys packages, visit VIPSportsGetaway.com.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Hey, by the way, I wanted to make sure, just because we don't see it very often, even on the third out of the inning. Kyle McCann does get a base hit on that. If a batted ball hits a base runner, the base runner is out. The put out is credited basically to the guy closest to it, and that was the second baseman in this case. That was Polkovich, but he had already extended, as I mentioned, his hit streak to 15. So he would have then anyway. Well, the batter is Cade Marlowe. Well, if that's his choice, I like Cade Marlowe. That's his walk-up music, and I recognize anymore, and I mean this simply with a smile, and it's just, hey, it's 2022. I recognize about 8 pieces of walk-up music a year. That's All Along the Watchtower by Jimi Hendrix. Kids, yeah, Google it. Or ask your great-grandparents. Pitch up high to Cade Marlowe, ball one. Bounced out to first base his first time up. Cade Marlowe, Jake Shiner, and Riley Unruh to face right-hander Jeff Criswell here in the fourth inning. Right-hander's delivery outside for a ball. 2 balls, no strikes. Well, that's a first, I think, in this game for him. Again, we're just 12 batters in. But yeah, that's just the second 2-0 pitch the other time. Yep, Cade Marlowe. Left-handed hitter. Good prospect for the Mariners. He takes up high, ball three. So Jeff Criswell now all of a sudden a 3-0 count. Rockhounds 5 runs, 9 hits. Travs no runs, 1 hit. And 1 error. 3 balls, no strikes. Criswell's pitch, and that is high for ball four. So a 4-pitch walk to open the fourth inning. A little trivia for you from Hilliard IT Solutions. We're going to do this in slightly different fashion. It was on this date, there was an auction held, and at that auction, the Mookie Wilson ball, which has kind of an intriguing history to it, not just the play, but how it managed to hang around, but it was the ball that, and if Bill Buckner, I doubt he is listening to Rock Hounds Radio, but my goodness, you know, runner goes on the first pitch, kind of had that feeling, throw down to second base, not going to be in time, so stolen base for Marlowe. Mentioned Cade a couple of innings ago. This ball club does not steal collectively a lot of bases, but two or three guys really steal a bunch. Marlowe, 28 steals in 35 attempts. And it's ball one here, so that's 5 in a row out of the zone. And so Jeff Criswell now facing Jake Shiner, one on steal for Cade Marlowe. Shiner, right-handed hitter, waits. The look at second, pitch to the plate, fastball, low, and that's ball two, 2-0. Bill Buckner was one of our keynote speakers at our winter banquet. Not a long time ago, but a good number of years ago, and we talked, of course, about the play. Such a good ball player. Bouncing ball foul. I mean, Bill Buckner was an outstanding player, and of course, he's remembered as much as, if not more than anything else, for the play in the 1986 World Series. It was the ball that Mookie Wilson hit the ball up the first baseline, and it got past Bill Buckner, or as the great late Vin Scully said, it got through Buckner. Such a brilliant call. Of course, then again, it was Vin Scully. Pitch up and in. Ball three. So, all of a sudden, something brewing here with Jeff Criswell. A 4-pitch walk plus the steal by Marlowe. And now 3-1 to Shiner. 5-0 Hounds by the Travs, and they have had big innings in this series. One in each game. The look at second. 3-1 count. Pitch to Shiner. Swung on. Fly ball. Right field deep, but not deep enough. This will push the runner 90 feet, but Devin Foyle will make the catch, and that ball will be cut off by Logan Davidson. So a fly ball out, fourth inning, so you do push the runner to third base with just one man down, so that is still I would think you'd still call that a productive out. Well, on this date, the Mookie Wilson ball from the 86 World Series was auctioned off. Kyle McCann going to the mound. That'll be visit number, is that one or two? And I'm going to watch here as Ben Engstrand will give us the number. How many is that, Ben? Is that one or two? That's one. That is one. Sure, it was Arkansas that had the visit earlier. So the Mookie Wilson ball was auctioned on this date, 1992, for $93,500. Bundle of money for one baseball. The Mookie Wilson ball, $93,500. Now, you know the name of the guy who bought it, but he had another tie to base, taking down and in, left-handed hitting Riley Unruh. He's 1-for-1 with a single and a steal. It was an actor who bought the ball. So I won't give you the actors' names. I'm going to give you the characters that they played, and you tell me which one of these guys bought the Mookie Wilson ball. Stretch and pitch by Criswell. Overthrew that down a little bit. That's ball low, and that's ball two. So he has gone 2-0 at least on the first three batters of the inning. He walked Marlowe on 4 pitches, went 2-0 to Shiner, got him to fly out, now 2-0 to Unruh. Time called at the plate, pitch clock resets. Runner at third, one man down, 5-0 Hounds in the fourth. Criswell set in at third base is Geloff, pitch down and in, ball three. So all of a sudden, command has escaped Jeff a bit here in this fourth inning. 3-0, 2-0, 3-0. Monroe, left-handed hitter. Bright red batting gloves in both hands. He waits. The pitch from Criswell is ripped, and that's a base hit into right field. Trav's on the board. Monroe's going to turn for two, and I think he'll get there. Devin Foyle made the play sliding. His throw gets away, but it's backed up by Geloff. RBI double by Monroe. Had two RBIs last night, and has an RBI sharply hit double to right field in this one. Trav's on the board. It's 5-1. And then the batter will be Jake Anchia. It's the second base hit of the ball game. The walk and the steal set the table for the Trav's here in the fourth inning. So now Jake Anchia, right-handed hitting catcher. One man down in the inning on the fly ball to right field. Stretch and pitch by Criswell. That's a fastball strike to Denise. Boy comes back after struggling with command against the first three batters. Throws a 96-mile-an-hour fastball at Denise with a little bit of run on it down and in. 0-1 count to Anchia, 229 hitter, but again, 33 runs driven in. Breaking pitch away, and the count goes one ball, one strike. Which of these four characters, and of course it was the actor who portrayed Wilson Ball on this date for $93,500, was it Ricky Vaughn, Major League, Crash Davis, Bull Durham, Billy Chappell for Love of the Game, or Roy Hobbs from The Natural? Or the actors who portrayed those gentlemen. Pop fly, right side, foul ground, out of play. Kicks off the roof of the... Got a concession stand area down there. Also the entrance to the clubhouses are in that right field corner as well. 1-2 to Jake Anchia. Jake, right-handed hitter. He struck out but reached on a wild pitch in the second inning. One ball, two strikes, runner in scoring position, one down in the inning. Criswell's pitch backs up. Got him. Called third strike inside corner. Anchia, who is the catcher, will linger and discuss. Out on strikes on the backup pitch, so two men down for Jeff. That is his sixth strikeout of the game, trying to limit the damage to a single run. So which one of these characters, or more accurately, the actor who portrayed him, dropped a cool $93,500 to buy the Mookie Wilson ball? Was it Ricky Vaughn, Major League, Crash Davis, Bull Durham, Billy Chappell for Love of the Game, or Roy Hobbs, The Natural? Pitch down and in. Ball one to Connor Hoover. Left-handed hitting, right fielder. Struck out swinging his first time up. Rests the bat on the left shoulder as he waits. Base runner is Riley Unroe. On at second with two men down. Gets a couple of looks from Criswell, who delivers and fires low. Ball two, 2-0. Jeff Ryan now just trying to get out of this inning with only one run allowed. He has nearly battled the strike zone. He's gone at least 2-0 on four of the five batters he's faced in the inning. When that gets dicey. Set from the belt. Criswell's pitch. Fastball strike at 94 inside corner. It's 2-1. Talking about the bullpen, by the way, and again, Aiden McIntyre gave up a couple of runs in his debut. It's his first game of the season other than Arizona Complex League. The rehab. Pitch fouled straight back, 2-2. Hogan Harris, who has been a starter and has been an exceptionally good one, but innings pitched, that's going to be a real number to watch for Hogan because he has pitched very little due to injury in his career. So a move to the bullpen makes really good sense. And guy who can give you multiple innings went four scoreless last night in relief. Breaking pitch, bounce toward first, couple of hops to Tyler. He's got it. Soderstrom to the bag. Inning is over. You never like to give up anything, of course, if you're a pitcher, but I think if you ask Jeff Criswell right now as he goes to the dugout, he will take that one run allowed and head on out and get some Powerade or Gatorade or whatever it might be and just go back to work. He only gives up one in the inning. So after four complete, with our trivia answer coming up, Village Car Wash score of our game, Rockhounds 5, Travelers 1.
At HEB, we know that game day is about more than the game itself. The taste of victory is unparalleled, but so is the taste of HEB jalapeno poppers hot off the grill. Seeing the best players in their prime is truly something to behold. So is an H-E-B Prime 1 burger that you grilled to perfection. For low prices on all the things that make game day great and delicious, visit H-E-B, your official game day headquarters, or use the My H-E-B app to order curbside and start prepping for game day right away.
Olympus Properties offer luxury living in West Texas. 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes featuring modern finishes and amenities including resort-style pools, 24-hour fitness centers, tanning rooms, and more. Anatole on Briarwood in Midland brings it all together with an ideal location combined with contemporary, well-appointed apartment homes. Take a virtual tour, schedule an in-person visit, and look for our move-in specials, all at OlympusProperties.com. Your home, our passion. Olympus Properties.
In the last half of the fourth inning, again, the Travelers have really changed the course of each of the first two games of this series with a big inning. So Jeff Criswell does a nice job limiting the damage in an inning in which he just simply was struggling with command a bit. So we go to the top half of the fifth inning. Stephen Kolek back to work, and Jordan Diaz will face him. Jordan back in the lineup for the first time in a while. Swings and sends one into left center field. And that ball is going to find its way to the wall. Another extra base hit. Diaz, boy, he's got a triple in mind, but he's going to put on the brakes. Another double, his 26th of the year. And for Jordan Diaz, that is his 40th extra base hit. You look at the lineup card, and we've said it so often. Kid's only 21 years of age, and again, after the first, what was it, 8 games? I think that's right. The first 8 games, he was something like 5 for 36. I have it written down, and I've used it a bunch, and now, of course, that I need it, I've thrown it away. But since that time, I mean, he is so tough to keep off the score sheet, and he was 0 for 2, and before I could say it, he's 1 for 3 with a double. A big swing and a miss by Logan Davidson, it's 0-1. But Jordan has been missing from the lineup, last playing on the 27th. And boy, is he ever back. He just drilled that thing to deep left center field. Pitch to Logan. Ground ball up the middle. Got a chance. Oh, he's knocked down to the second baseman. Polkovic throws him out in a marvelous play. Logan Davidson flat out robbed of a base hit. Beautiful sliding play by Polkovic. Ranging up the middle. Made the slide. Popped up through to first. Got him. Advancing to third is Diaz. That's a productive out. Logan 1 for 3. Runner at third, one down, and that'll force the infield in. Boy, not only was that up the middle, but my goodness, that ball was hit sharply. Polkovic, marvelous play. Good prospect for the Mariners. Is Polkovic called strike to Tyler Soderstrom. Speaking of prospects, Tyler 1 for 2 with a triple, a ribby, and a run scored. Diaz at third, one man down. Jordan the walking lead. Tied for a ball, it's 1-1. Give me those four choices one more time. The actor who portrayed these characters, of course, or the character, is what we're looking for. The Mookie Wilson ball, 86 World Series. Pitch, strike right down the middle, 90 at the knees, 1-2. The actor who portrayed one of these guys bought that baseball for $93,500. Was it Ricky Vaughn from Major League? Crash Davis from Bull Durham, Billy Chappell for Love of the Game, or Roy Hobbs, the natural. Swinging a foul out of play, and it's 1-2. Well, let's see. Was it? Well, now, I can eliminate two with basically two of those characters are played by the same guy. Kevin Costner played both Crash Davis and Billy Chappell. Pitch down and in for a ball. 2-2 to Tyler Soderstrom, left-handed hitter. He's the first baseman in this game. Gosh, Kevin Costner could have been his own battery, catcher Crash Davis and pitcher Billy Chappell. But nope, wasn't he. So was it Robert Redford, Roy Hobbs, or Charlie Sheen, Ricky Vaughn? Pitch, ground ball to the shortstop, nicely picked by Asturias, won't get the run across. Boy, two really good plays by the middle infield. Now for Asturias, that isn't going to get you more than a bat of an eye, but that was a sharply hit ball, made a nice play on the short hop, throws to first base for the out. Not as sensational as the Polkovic play, but that's really nicely handled, and it saves the run. So two down, runner at third for Devin Boyd. Well, I mean, it was Ricky Vaughn, portrayed, of course, by Charlie Sheen, who has appeared in a couple of good baseball movies, was in Eight Men Out, a more serious role than, of course, the great Ricky Vaughn. Craziest character. Devin Foyle takes a called strike. So many great lines in that movie involving Ricky Vaughn, and I can't think of one right off the top of my head that you can actually say on the air, but, oh, it's good stuff. Pitch high and away for a ball, one strike. They use some technical, colorful baseball language in that movie, but they use it in pretty realistic terms. Ricky Vaughn, Charlie Sheen bought the Mookie Wilson ball on this date, $93,500. It's a cool little saga. Here's the 1-1 pitch, check swing, and a called strike. He didn't go around, but a called strike. The baseball, oh, don't tell me, did I, gosh darn it, you know what, I deleted, did not mean to. I deleted the paragraph. I was going to give you the guy's name, but the PR guy, here's a swing and a foul back. PR guy, I think of the Mets, but one of the PR guys was given the baseball. The umpire on the play actually held on to the ball. I don't know if he kind of sensed the historic value of it. Gave it to one of the PR guys. Backdoor pitch is lifted high and foul out of play. And so that PR guy had kept the ball. Not a long time at that point. It was about 6 years. I believe the auction was in 92. Let's see if I can go back and track that down on baseball. Or nationalpastime.com, I should say. And eventually they auctioned it off, and all of the proceeds went to charity, which was kind of cool. Here's the 1-2. Ball hard hit towards short. Glove by Asturias, down by the shoe tops. And the leadoff double goes by the boards. Boy, but not really. The Hounds did not take advantage of that double, but that was more good defense than anything else, I would think, or at least equally so. No runs on the hit, no errors, and a man left on base. So we go to the bottom half of the fifth inning of play. We're midway through game three of this six-game set. Village Car Wash score, Hounds 5, then the Travelers 1.
Hey, sports fans, do you want astounding entertainment with the best technology at your fingertips? Get up to 1 gig internet and take on digital TV from Astound Broadband. Surf, stream, binge, or work from home with ultra-fast internet speeds. Watch all of your favorite shows or catch up on the shows you missed with digital TV. All from Astound. Get in the game by calling 1-800-4-ASTOUND. Experience speeds may vary. I'm not guaranteed. Certain restrictions apply. Call Astound.
It's time to amp up the fun now during the Ford Summer Supercharged Sales Event. Get great offers on select Ford vehicles, and you'll not only bring back the fun, you'll supercharge it. So stop by the Summer Supercharged Sales Event at your Ford dealer and discover how Ford can take your summer to a whole new level. Not all models, trims, or features may be available. Contact your dealer for information.
Last half of the fifth inning, and 8-9-1 in the Travelers' order. Cesar Asturias Jr. He is the number 8 hitter, the shortstop. Then Patrick Frick, and back to the top for Matt Scheffler. What about the Mookie Wilson ball for the 1986 World Series? It was the right field umpire, Ed Montague, who retrieved the ball and held on to it. He didn't keep it himself. He gave it to the Mets traveling secretary, Ed Montague did. Arthur Richmond was the traveling secretary for the Mets, and he hung on to the ball, and 6 years after the fact, and with Mookie Wilson having autographed it, they auctioned it off. Charlie Sheen bought it for $93,500. Must be nice to have that kind of money to spend on a baseball. And the proceeds went to charity. That's kind of cool. Swinging a foul back off Asturias' bat. Well, Cesar has an error in this game. He's playing in just his third game with Arkansas, but, boy, he really flashed some serious leatherage, meaning playing good defense. In yesterday's game, committed an error his first chance tonight, but now has made two really good plays. Swings, fouls this one away, and the count is 0-2. I saw a picture of the Mookie Wilson ball, and Mookie autographed it. I wish I could read the entirety of the autograph. It's a little tough to make out, but really cool. And on this date, again, they auctioned that baseball off, and the proceeds went to charity, and that's a good thing. Chris Wills pitch fouled away again. His Turris behind all three pitches, fouling them away to the left side. Switch hitter batting from the left side and went foul ball on all three of those. That one retrieved left field by Michael Goldberg, who will toss the baseball up onto the grass berm and make a friend or two. 0-2 count, second time, pitched by Criswell, looped out towards short, over the, oh, and my goodness, Davidson caught it! Line drive, soft line drive, perfectly executed leap and grab by Logan Davidson. Boy, the reaction of the other players will tell you how good that was. See if they'll show that again. They ought to, just on baseball artistry, and they will. Well, they said we're going to get a replay. Now we're not going to get one. That was just tremendous. Is Turris absolutely flat out robbed, a swing and a foul away, and the count is 0-1 to Patrick Fritt. Come on, guys, replay that. Nope, not going to do it. They started to, and then Fritt got into the bag, into the box rather pretty quickly. Really, really terrific play by Logan. Pitch by Jeff Criswell, backup delivery. That's fouled away, and it's 0-2. Ball was not necessarily a laser, but it was a hard-hit ball, and the timing it took, and, of course, Logan's tall anyway. I mean, he's not a little guy at all, kind of a modern-day shortstop. When it took all of his height and all of his just timing and athleticism to make that play, pitch up high for a ball, 1-2. Man, I mean, that's just gorgeous. Nice in this case, of course, for you and for me, it's a rock hound, but whoever it is, that's just a tremendous play. Thing of beauty. Swinging a pop foul. This may be playable. Soderstrom, boy, near the dugout. Nope, going to run out of room. That's way up high on the screen. One ball and two strikes to count. The Mookie Wilson ball, of course, the other player involved, Bill Buckner, and for so long he was just vilified in Boston, and when he spoke at our winter banquet, it was really moving. There had already been at that point, he had gone back to Fenway, and there had been a very emotional day for him there. Pitch swung on, pop foul out of play again. Now, is this going to stay on the roof? We're talking about the roof last night. Is he going to come back? The seats, one guy missed it. Oh, and one guy caught it four rows deep, one-handed. I'll tell you what I'm talking about there when we get a second. That is a cool part of this ballpark. It's like a game within a game here. One ball, two strikes, the count. Criswell with a stretch and pitch, and that ball popped foul again. Oh, here we go again. That's going to catch the roof. Bounce, high, drift back down. Bounce one time, and this one will rattle around until somebody collects it. Bill Buckner talked about, again, the return to Fenway and the response he got. And, again, at some point, time takes over. Bill Buckner was an amazing ball player. And he talked about that return to Fenway, and we did a little Q&A with him, and really still emotional. Pitch down and away. Did he swing? I think so. Yep. Out on strikes is Patrick Fritt. Crowd disagrees. Fritt really didn't argue much at all. Just kind of looked back. Seven strikeouts for Jeff Criswell against one walk. It's my great pleasure, my terrifyingly great pleasure to emcee that. The Winter Sports Banquet has been now for a long time, the privilege to do that. And so at times we'll do a Q&A with one of our featured speakers. Here's a little looper in the right field. Got a chance. Foyle coming on. He will slide to the ground and make the catch. What a hound slapping some serious leather here in the sixth inning. Davidson with a brilliant catch, the leaping catch on the line drive, and Devin Foyle, a sliding catch in right field, takes a potential hit away from Matt Scheffler. So it's a 1-2-3 inning. Game summary coming up. Village Car Wash score through 5, Rockhounds 5, Travelers 1.
You know you want that smoky, tangy, sweet, and spicy sauced and tossed Wingstop. But you just brought a haul of groceries home from the store. It's cool. No one expects you to shop and cook in the same day. So let the flavor experts at Wingstop hook you up with mouth-watering wings, crispy tenders and thighs, fries and sides delivered right to your door. You can always cook tomorrow. That's why the fridge was invented. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, Do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
You're listening to Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summary is brought to you by Suddenlink.
Big innings have been big in this series. And it's the case again. Rockhounds with a four-run third inning. They lead it 5-1. Travelers have utilized big innings to win the first two games of this series. And we'll go to the top half of the fifth inning. Michael Goldberg will lead it off 1-for-2 after a really good night. Last night, check swing really fooled on the first pitch by Stephen Kolek. 0-1 the count. Nicky McDonald and Max Schumann follow, and therein lies good information for you. Both guys are back, as we've been talking about. Pitch misses, and it's 1-1 to Michael Goldberg. So through five in this game, Rockhounds 5 runs, 10 hits. Goldberg waves at a pitch down and away, 1-2. 5-10-0 for the Rockhounds. Arkansas, 1 run, 2 hits, and one of them was an infield single. Pitch up and into Goldberg, 2-2 to Michael. 1-2-1 for Arkansas. Hounds have RBIs with Michael Goldberg intact, having the first of those. That on a fielder's choice in the second. Backed up pitch, fouled straight back. That is an attention getter. Oh, into one of the sweeps. Yep, and it will stay. Still 2-2. And then the Hounds really busting loose in the third inning. Pitch, boy, just outside, 3-2. Infield single by Max Schumann, RBI triple Zach Geloff, RBI double Kyle McCann, and two outs later, RBI triple by single Devin Boyle. Bouncer foul between the bag and the box on the third base side. Count still 3-2 to the Rockhounds left fielder. Jeff Criswell, one inning in which he struggled with command a little bit. He's only given up 2 base hits, but fell behind 4 of the 5 batters he faced in the fourth inning, but only gave up a run, and that's really key anytime, but especially in a series in which Arkansas has been scoring him big time. Delivery up and in, and boy, Kolek is frustrated with himself as he walks Michael Goldberg. So Michael on base again. He's on base 2 out of 3 with a single and a walk in this game. And he had a very, very good ball game last night, did Michael Goldberg. Nicky McDonald will stand in. Goldberg was on 4 out of 5 times last night. Pitched down and away for a ball. 1 ball, no strikes. Didn't play on Tuesday. But he went 2-for-3 with a double. Had a walk and a hit by pitch. So Goldberg has been on 6 out of 8 times to the plate in this series. And he's a guy who runs well. Pitch up and out, hit it. Nicky McDonald hit on the hand by a pitch. So first and second. And boy, an ugly start to the inning from the perspective of Stephen Kolek. 2-1 and nobody out. This will be interesting, and I think that is going to be it. So Kolek's evening is done. Travs will go to the bullpen here in the sixth inning. It'll be first and second with nobody out. And those who are paying attention offer a round of applause to Stephen Kolek. So he'll go 5 innings plus. I think I need to adjust my card, and I know I do, and I know exactly where I messed up my arithmetic. Kyle McCann on that unusual play in which ball that he hit the base runner. And when that happens, of course, base runner is out, but the batter gets a base hit. So 10 hits. 10 hits allowed in 5 innings, so that is a bunch. 5 runs, 4 earned. Walk 2, including Michael Goldberg leading off this inning, struck out 2. Maybe I owe him one other walk. Let me see here on the card. I show 2 walks, 2 strikeouts, and 1 hit batsman. So the evening done. As mentioned, second time we've seen a Texas A&M Aggies start in the first 3 games of this series, in fact, for Arkansas. Bryce Miller was outstanding opening night. Jake Haberer will come on to pitch. Haber is actually how it's pronounced. It's an interesting pronunciation. I knew I'd trip over it. The spelling is H-A-B-E-R-E-R, but the second E-R is silent. It is pronounced Haber, which is easier to say than Haberer. So Jake Haber on the pitch. He will inherit two men on with nobody out in the sixth inning, get a 5-1 Rockhounds lead. And a whole bunch of guys have really contributed in this game so far. Now we're ready to go and see the top of the order, Max Schumann. Max with an infield single that started the four-run third inning. He is 1-for-2, actually 1-for-3 now in the game. Came in with a Texas League average of 315. Again, he went up to Las Vegas for one stint, and then after the trade deadline, as so often happens, things were shuffled around. So here's Max. Is he bunting would be the question here, and he does show it, and he comes up empty. 0-1 is Haberer. He sent that one down in the zone. Good strong pitch by the big right-hander. Jake Haberer, 6'2", 225 out of Highland, Illinois. Jake, non-drafted free agent. Facing Max Schumann with two on and nobody down here in the sixth. Hounds trying to add to a 5-1 lead. Now Max swings away in a high fly ball, not deep. Actually, very shallow left center. Let's see. Boy, Esturis wanted to make that catch, and boy, Cesar kind of animatedly backing out of the way with arms flailing, trying to keep his balance. Pop up to shallow center field, so Max retired. Two on with one man down for Zach Geloff. Zach, 1-for-2. He bounced out to the pitcher in the first inning. RBI triple and a run scored in the four-run third. And he walked his last time up. Zach Geloff, right-handed hitter. Zach, top five prospect for Oakland all the way across the board. The runners are going. Pitch is taken low and away. The throw down to second base and safe all the way around. Rockhounds pull a double steal. Goldberg to third. McDonald to second. Pitch, I believe, ball one to Zach Geloff. We feel better if Ben Engstrand will confirm that, but I believe the pitch did miss. He's not corrected the board, so that is right. One ball, no strikes. Double steal for the Hounds at second and third with one man down. Fifth steal for Michael Goldberg in 9 attempts, swinging a foul out of play. One ball, one strike to Zach. Second and third, infield in. Top of the sixth inning, Hounds lead 5-1. Zach with an RBI, which was his 36th. He asks for time now. Steps well out of the batter's box. Again, of course, you can ask for time, but you can't wander too far away. According to these wonderful rules, which at long last are being enforced this year. What a concept, huh? Now, all this stuff has basically been in place that just hadn't been enforced. One ball, one strike. Stretch of pitch by Haber. Down and away with a fastball to 93. The count goes two balls, one strike. Zach Geloff at the plate. Kyle McCann waiting on deck. Boy, outfield is pretty shallow for Zach Geloff. The triple he drilled in the third inning was just a low line drive that got over the glove of the center fielder, Marlowe, in deep right center. Pitch to Zach. Takes. Called strike. Boy, tough pitch. Just got there outside corner, 2-2. That's one of those, and again, Zach asked about such a fine line, and that's so important in the count between 2-2 and 3-1, and that pitch just got the outside corner. Two balls, two strikes. Runners take their leads. Haber from the belt comes to the plate. That is down and away. 94 on that one. Three balls, two strikes. Return throw gets away, but Haber will track it down. You're going to throw that ball out? Yeah. I get it. I mean, I think I get the thinking behind it anyway, but my goodness, baseball touches the ground and they throw it out. Now, that just might have been Jake didn't like the feel of it. Three balls, two strikes. First base is open with one down in the sixth inning. Pitch to Geloff. Ground ball sharply hit to Esturis, and he bobbles, got to come to first, and a run will score. Well, that'll simply be a 6-3 putout, but Esturis will tell you he bobbled that ball and cost his team a run, and he did. So Zach Geloff will get His 37th RBI of the season, his second of the ball game. Michael Goldberg scores from third. Advancing to third is Mickey McDonald. Infield was in. Esturas made the play, but he bobbled the ball. And give a little bit of that to Michael Goldberg's speed, because a lesser runner, you still might have been able to come to the plate, but Esturas knew he had to get it out somewhere, and he gets it at first base, but it's a 6-1 game. Big high chopper off the bat of Kyle McCann. The second, that kicks off the glove of Polkovich into right field, and that, I think, will be a base hit. We'll see. Big high top spin bouncer, and boy, that thing kicked, and that'll be a base hit all the way. RBI for Kyle McCann is his 45th of the year. Top spin bouncer. Polkovich range to his left. Well, I'm not sure there's much Caden could do. If you make that play, then that's terrific, but that is a really difficult play to make. So both of the inherited runners will score against Haber. Runner at first base now belongs to him in this inning. And they lead now 7-1. Backup pitch called strike to Jordan Diaz, who has doubled in three trips. So Kyle McCann not only extending his hit streak to 15 games, he's 3-for-4. A couple of tough baseballs to handle. In addition to his initial double, swinging a foul ball away off to the right, and boy, as that ball travels into the sky, beautiful. Kind of a soft evening sunset going here. A little pink touch to some of the clouds in the sky, bluish-gray sky heading toward evening. Stadium lights starting to take better and better effect here. 0-2 the count to Jordan Diaz. Runner at first base, Kyle McCann on the RBI single. Backup pitch swung on it. A towering fly ball to left field off the bat of Diaz. He is watching fair or foul, the question, in the corner, out of our line of sight. Is it caught? Nope, we'll do it again. Again, have no idea. The corners, and it's very similar here to so many ballparks, our own included back home. The corners are just impossible to see from the press box. So that's nothing more than a towering foul ball. It stays 0-2. Base runner is Kyle McCann. 0-2 count to Jordan Diaz, playing again for the first time in about a week's time. July 27th, his last game. Stretching pitch to Jordan. Reached for it, but protects the outside corner, fouls it back, and it's 0-2. To the top of the sixth inning. Hounds with the advantage in this game. And it is now a 7-1 contest. Rockhounds 7 runs, 11 hits. Arkansas 1 run on a couple of hits and 1 error. 0-2 count, Jordan Diaz. Jake Haber comes set, delivers, chopper right back to the mound. So Jordan will go out here, but as his 40th extra base hit of the game, that would be a record. As his 40th extra base hit of this season. Rockhounds, boy, did they Frankenstein those together. 2 runs, 1 hit, a walk, a hit batsman, and a couple of men, actually one man, Kyle McCann, is left on base, but 2 more runs across. To the last half of the sixth we go, and the Rockhounds have expanded the lead. Village Car Wash score, Hounds 7, Arkansas 1.
Spring forward into faster internet, more savings, and more choices from Suddenlink. Visit Suddenlink.com to get reliable, high-speed 300 meg internet for just $29.99 a month. If that doesn't put a spring in your step, you'll also get 3 full months of HBO Max, a $50 Visa prepaid card, and a free Wi-Fi extender for whole home coverage. So you can even get internet in those hard-to-reach places. Plus, as part of Optimum Flexibility, there are no contracts or hidden fees. And the grass gets greener when you combine with Optimum Mobile for even more savings. Now you can do more of what you love with our reliable 300 meg internet for just $29.99 a month. So spring your savings into action and sign up at Suddenlink.com or call 800-972-5757 for new residential customers. Reflects auto pay discount. Taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. Not transferable and not available in all areas. Wired connection up to 300 meg. Speed, availability, pricing, offers, and terms vary by area. After promo, HBO Max subscription is $14.99 per month. 90 days of continuous service required for gift card. Allow 4 to 6 weeks for delivery. Additional terms apply. See Suddenlink.com for details.
Whataburger has been making breakfast for almost 40 years. And burgers for almost 70 years. So, making a breakfast burger with fresh 100% beef, a hand-cracked egg, bacon, cheese, hash browns, and our creamy pepper sauce seems kind of obvious, right?
Of course it does. Now.
The limited-time breakfast burger is back. Served 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. at Whataburger.
Right-hander Charles Hall comes out of the Rockhounds bullpen, and so the evening is over for Jeff Criswell, but an outstanding performance. Goes five innings, gives up two hits, and one of them was an infield single. Jeff allows one run. It was earned out seven. So statistically, certainly that way, easily his best outing as a member of the Rockhounds. Charles Hall is on here in the sixth inning. Faces Caden Polkovich, and the second baseman fouls the first pitch back. Switch hitter is Caden batting from the left side against Charles, right-hander. Finally gave up his first couple of hits. I could have been his agent on Sunday. I missed the fact he came in the game. Bouncing ball knocked down by Hall. Makes a good play, throws the first for the out. When the ball hit right back at him, just basically blocked it. One up, one down. Polkovich retired. Here's Cade Marlowe. Charles on the year making his 11th appearance with the Rockhounds. He's 2-1 with a 0 ERA. In 15 innings, he has given up two hits, three runs, all unearned, 10 walks, 23 strikeouts. I did not have him entering the game when he gave up his first two hits, so on my card, he still hasn't given one up, but he has given up two hits. Pitch up high to Cade Marlowe. Marlowe has bounced to first, walked, stolen the base, his 28th of the year, and scored the Travelers' only run. 7-1 Rockhounds, last of the sixth. I was trying to get on the board in this series. Pitch up and in for a ball. Two balls and no strikes in the right-hander. Travs winning by counts of 7-5 and 6. Seven to five and 10-5 in this series. 2-0 pitch, and that'll get there. Called strike on the outside half. 2-1. Jake Shiner waiting on deck. Marlowe waits from the left side. Okay, to 254. Bounces this ball foul. 2-2 is the count. Hounds trying to break through in this series. Boy, they've swung the bats well. Our Astound Communications road to the show. 1999, the Angels, big league Angels, were really struggling at the plate. And, of course, teams do different things to try to break out. Pitch high and away for a ball. 3-2. Out of a team slump, and what they did, and by the way, they had lost 15 out of 19 games and just couldn't hit. Pitch from Hall, swung on and missed. Boy, he cranked that at 93. Fastball up and away. Marlowe strikes out on a full count pitch. Two up, two down for Charles Hall here in the sixth. First whiff for the right-hander. So what they did, and this was first time through the order only. You're not going to do it all night. But the first time through the order, all nine Angels hitters used the same bat. And it was the bat that belonged to Jim Edmonds. 1999, well, that's still modern era. Of course, it isn't quite as modern as now, 23 years later. Ground ball up the middle. It's going to be backhanded by Schumann, but no throw. Ball vaulted up the upslope of the mound. Clean base hit for Jake Shiner. Schumann made a really nice play to get there, but had not much of any chance to throw him out. His momentum carrying him away across second base, so a base hit for Shiner. Went on with two men down. I mean, 1999, I mean, guys had their own baseball bats, and now what do we have? Wait a minute, now, Rockhounds are coming over. Why are we coming over to the dugout here, guys? Is somebody, well, somebody needs a new glove. Okay, I think it's Max Schumann. It was... That was a clean base hit, and all of a sudden the second baseman, third baseman, and shortstop of the Rockhounds were all going to the dugout. And I, you know, obviously I miss things from time to time. I guess we all do. I certainly would be at the top of that list, but really didn't think I missed a third out right there. But no, just somebody needed a new baseball glove, so I think it was Max. So it's one on with two down, and here is Riley Unroe. And he's had a good ball game. He's, until a moment ago, had the only two hits in the game. For the Travelers, he takes up and away for a ball, 1-0. Doubled driving in a run in the fourth inning and singled and stole the base back in the second. So he was in terms of base hits the entirety of the offense until that base hit from Shiner. One ball, one strike. Hall comes set. Charles pitch. Fastball low, 2-0. You have all nine guys in a bit. That is really, Eddie, it's more unusual than you might think. But it worked. All nine guys used Jimmy Edmonds' bat. They went four for their first eight with a walk. So 5 for 9 on base, 4 for 8. Pitch up and away for a ball. 3 balls, no strikes. So Charles going 3-0 here. And this is really cool. Jim Edmonds, 1992, played for our franchise. And a kid who played three seasons, part of three. One of my all-time favorites as well. Benji Molina was part of that group. Pitch, count in, ball four. Again, for Charles Hall, that's only the third hit he's given up. But he does walk a batter or two or three. So, 2-1, 2 men down, and Jake Anchia is the batter. He's the catcher. What made it cool was Benji Molina was one of the four guys who got a hit using Jim Edmonds' bat. It was Benji's first hit of his big league career. So cool. And by the way, the Angels won that game, 4-3 over Kansas City. Boy, the crazy stuff you will do from time to time. Pitch down and in for a ball. Now, they might have done something very similar to that. It might have been, I'm surprised it wouldn't have been listed today, but there was a case where it was confusion over a baseball bat being reused. I'll dig into that a little bit. Pitch a big high chopper out towards second base. Max Schumann, he'll get there near the bag. Big high hopping. Max makes the play, steps on second. Unroh is forced out there, and the inning comes to an end. No runs on a base hit and a walk, and 2 men are left on base. So Rockhound's trying to break through in this series. And as we go to the top half of the stretch inning, our Village Car Wash score, Hounds 7 and the Travelers 1.
Synergy Cinema and Entertainment, as much fun as you can pack under one roof. Synergy features blockbuster movies, and dinner and drinks can be delivered right to your luxury reclining seats. A fully loaded arcade from the class, unleash your inner skills in a fun, fast-paced game of laser tag, and crazy cool bowling lanes right next to food and a full bar. Find your fun at Synergy Entertainment. For showtimes, tickets, and more, go to synergy.com.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry. And the Midland Reporter Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the ONG news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter Telegram, delivering life every day.
Oxy is proud to operate in the Permian Basin, where our teams are hard at work delivering the energy the world needs, safely, cleanly, and efficiently. We're honored to partner with the Rockhounds to recognize military veterans and service members at home games throughout the season. We salute these heroes for their sacrifices to keep us all safe and to protect our country. Visit Oxy.com to learn more about Oxy and how we zero in to make a difference in the communities where we live and work.
Top of the seventh, and left-hander Blake Wellman will come on to pitch for the Travelers. Jake Haber goes one inning, gives up a base hit. Both of his inherited runners scored, so that's the negative on the night for Haber, but he went one inning, no runs on a hit, no walks, no Ks. And Blake Wellman will come on in the seventh inning. He'll face Logan Davidson. Well, Logan had his pocket picked on a gorgeous play by second baseman Caden Polkovich his last time up. 1-for-3. Hitting streak now at 8 games. Takes a called strike from Wellman on the outside edge. They're missing some bulbs on the readout of the velocity in deep right center field. That said, it kind of doubt it was. Here's a bouncing ball foul wide of first base, 0-2. So top of the seventh inning, Hounds lead 7-1. Well, this has been a series all the way around on big innings. 7-run inning yesterday for the Trabs. Certainly the difference in the 10-5 win. They scored 5 in the 8th inning opening night in a 7-5 win. And the Hounds are the 4 spot here in the 3rd. Not as high as scoring a game, but that's a big inning. Pitch outside for a ball, 1-2. You mentioned Logan with an 8-game streak now in the second half, hitting above 350. That is significant. That's going to be fun to watch. Hard hit ball, woo, zone dugout, and that'll kick off the fence in front of the Hounds dugout on the third base side. 1-2. Ball will be collected in shallow left by Riley Unruh. Next couple of evenings, just a tinge later than we have been. The Hounds are kind of the team that really started this, but the earlier starts don't play on Mondays anymore, but it used to be Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Now I got Rocky Town starting at 6:30, and boy, I think two or three other teams have adopted that as well. Foul straight back. Count is 1-2. Corpus Christi is one. The Travelers are another. I think there are at least a couple of others who start some of the early week games a bit earlier. I think that's wonderful. And, in fact, here on Sunday and here in Tulsa a week from Sunday, day games, which not everybody does, but the Hounds do. Trendsetters, I'm telling you. 1-2. Pitch, backdoor just dropped low. Tough pitch to take. 2-2 to Logan. Tyler Soderstrom and Devin Foyle to follow here in the Rockhounds' 7th inning. We have made the journey fully into night. Bright lights of this ballpark. Swinging a woo! Foul. That's right back over this booth. And yeah, that'll get you going a little bit. Was it? I think it was opening night, Tuesday night. There are, let's see, the main booth, which is the largest one, official scorer and a couple of other folks and writers, et cetera, down there. And then the two radio booths, the booths, TV booth. Line drive right field, going to sink, and sliding to make the catch is Hoover in right field. Boy, Logan Davidson is 1-for-4 in this game, and he could very easily be 3-for-4. Polkovich absolutely robbed him in the 5th, and that was just a sinking line drive that was handled in right field really nicely for the out. And that at bat started on an 0-2 count. That is just, to me anyway, that's huge. To me, that's a wonderful at bat for Logan Davidson because he got down 0-2. He fouled off 3 2-strike pitches and then gave himself a great chance at a base hit on a well-hit ball. Back up pitch to Tyler Soderstrom for a strike. Tyler 1-for-3 with an RBI triple and a run. Homered last night, his triple tonight. Playing in his 3rd game. Back up pitch, another beauty called strike 0-2. Getting picked on here by Blake Wellman. Nobody on, 1 out in the 7th. Wellman comes set, lefty-lefty matchup. Delivery, check, swing, did he go? The appeal and no. Just gave it a look, but did not go. A ball and 2 strikes. But it was on opening night, just to finish the thought. There's a camera booth. When I say TV, it's there. Their camera booth is right next to the visiting booth. And, boy, I mean, I almost got thwacked. He was not looking. He was pitch up and in for a ball. And he was still during the daylight, so I could see him well. And he wasn't really even looking at his camera. He was looking down at something. And a bunt attempt was fouled straight back and came within, I think, about a half a foot of getting in the open window. And the breaking ball swung on and missed. And Tyler out on strikes. Had 3 strikeouts opening night. Did not whiff last night. And he'll have his share of strikeouts. Again, he's a 20-year-old playing at the Double-A level. And had a high strikeout total at advanced day, but he also did a whole big bunch of damage with Lansing. And boy, that triple that he raked in inning number 3, just a shining example of what Tyler Soderstrom can do. 2 out in the inning. Here's Devin Foyle. Devin swings and a line drive center field, and that'll bounce one time and played on a hop by the center fielder Marlowe. Line drive, and boy, Devin Foyle. I haven't talked to him about him as much as some of the other guys. He has been out for a while, has last year's captain in the second half. And Devin, since coming back, just 3-for-13 coming into this game. And he hasn't hit well on the road before tonight, but he is 3-for-4, and his out was a line drive to shortstop. He has swung the bat really well, and boy, we know he's capable. Here's Michael Goldberg. Swings and pops it up to shallow left. His tourist is claiming he's got it, and he does, and the inning is over. Pop out to shallow left. No runs on the base hit by Devin Boyle, no errors, and one man is left on base. Seventh inning stretch trivia for you coming up. If I can wet your whistle really quick like they have it handy here. What are we talking about? Seventh inning stretch. Oh, a trade. It almost was. Kind of cool stuff. Happened to stumble upon this last evening. Seventh inning stretch time. Village Car Wash score. Hound 7, Travelers 1.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Inning stretch and non-Googleable trivia are brought your way by Budweiser and by Michelob Ultra. It's only worth it if you enjoy it.
Charles Hall is back to work. We go to the bottom half of the seventh inning of play. Rockhounds and the Arkansas Travelers at Dickie Stevens Park, North Little Rock, Arkansas, here through Sunday afternoon. Non-Googleable trivia on, was not this date, but I just stumbled across this, but it was 1996, and the New York Yankees were looking to make a trade. They needed a shortstop, and they wanted Seattle's Felix Fermin. Felix Fermin, and they were set to pull the trigger. Who were the Yankees going to send to Seattle for Felix Fermin? Was it Derek Jeter, Mariano Rivera, or Bernie Williams? Any of those three, you got to be kidding me. For Felix Fermin, who did the Yankees almost trade to Seattle for Felix Fermin? Derek Jeter, Mariano Rivera, or Bernie Williams? Now, if you are a baseball fan who remembers any of those names, and those are all very modern-day names, of course, any of them would be, in a word, stupid. But then again, it's a long time ago. Pitch outside to Connor Hoover, one ball, no strikes. Give me the second pitch to Connor, and we'll tell you. I'll tell you where I found this. Love the stuff that, you know, and at the time, you didn't have a crystal ball. Pitched down and in for ball, two balls, no strikes. Was on, well, not on this date, but in 1996, the New York Yankees were set to acquire Felix Fermin from the Seattle Mariners. Felix Fermin in exchange for Mariano Rivera. Oh, my goodness. Pitch a called strike. It's 2-1. I'm an admitted Yankee fan growing up. We did not have a big league team in Seattle when I grew up, and the Yankees were on TV all the time, and they had Mickey Mantle and Whitey Ford and Yogi Berra, and I saw them at Yankee Stadium when I was 7, and that'll get you. But that was the end of the line for me as far as fandom. Derek Jeter and Mariano Rivera. Maybe my favorite position player of all time and the greatest closer and a better person than he was a closer, and he's the greatest closer of all time. Mariano Rivera is an amazing human being. 3-1 pitch. And that's outside ball four. So Charles with his second walk. Again, that's the only number on the stat sheet for Charles Hall that is any kind of a concern. He's been outstanding. But it's almost goosebumperish, and at the very same time, and by the way, I saw this last night, and I wasn't paying full attention, but I had it on in the background doing postgame stuff. ESPN is doing a multiple episode thing on Derek Jeter. It's called The Captain. Really fascinating stuff. It really is. Here's Cesar Asturias. Pitch outside for a ball. So Charles now having trouble finding the zone. And I heard that, and they were also, it was 1996, and Derek Jeter was supposed to be the, again, as a rookie, the shortstop, the everyday shortstop, and he was struggling. And the Yankees were about to send Jeter down and get Felix Fermin to play shortstop, and to get Felix Fermin, they were going to give up Mariano Rivera. And, of course, at that time, he wasn't yet the Mariano Rivera. Pitch a bouncing ball to a third. That's going to get over the glove of Geloff. That is a Pittsburgh chop into left field for a base hit. Well, Charles Hall has now given up four base hits, two of them in this game. One of them was the play that Max Schumann made at second, just not much of a chance to get anybody. And here is Duras with an absolute, and there is such a thing, by the way, a Pittsburgh chop, which means a long, high bouncing ball that goes over the head of the infielder, and Geloff almost got there. So the Travs, who have done this before in this series, getting something going here in the seventh inning. It's 7-1, but two on, nobody out. Backup pitch called strike to Patrick Frick. But did a little research in that. You can imagine if that trade had been made and if Derek Jeter had been sent down, you don't know how he's the kind of person and player he is, probably would have come back around. But, wow, pitch inside for a ball, 1-1. And it's the names. And I mean, Mariano Rivera, whether you like the Yankees, despise the Yankees, whatever, that doesn't matter. I mean, Rivera is who Rivera is. Felix Fermin. Oh, my goodness. Pitch swung on. That's a line shot, and it's past Logan Davidson in center field, a base hit. This is the first time Charles Hall has really given up much of anything. Bases are loaded. Nobody out. And again, the Travelers have done this in this series more than once. Bottom third of the order loads the bases on a walk, a Pittsburgh chop, and a low laser off the bat of Patrick Fritt. So now it's bases full, nobody down, top of the order, Max Scheffler. And Charles now three base hits allowed in this game. He'd given up two hits over his first 15 innings. Hoover at third, Esturis at second, Frick at first. Stretch by Hall, pitch to the plate, swung on, fly ball, not deep, shallow right. Foyle will make the catch. Runner will bluff, will not try to score. Good idea. Throw on one hop right into the glove of Kyle McCann. Fly ball to right field, one man down. So Scheffler flying out for the second time in a row to Devin Foyle. This one was routine. The last one was not at all. Great sliding catch by Devin. Here's Caden Polkovich now, 0-3. Switch hitter will bat from the left side. Polkovich, 235 coming in. Bases full, one man down, Charles Hall. Hands come set between the letters and the belt. Backdoor pitch, got there, called strike one. Non-Googleable trivia brought your way by Budweiser and Michelob Ultra. We'll see you tomorrow, next couple of evenings, 7:05, first pitch. Sunday in the afternoon at 1:35. Pitch swung on and missed. Boy, off speed, down and away, and Polkovich comes up empty. And the Travs with 7 in the third last night, 5 in the eighth two nights ago. 0-2 count, bases full, one man down. Charles Hall is set from the belt. Comes to the plate, now and slipped away, gloved by McCann, who had to slide well to his left to handle it. Could handle it, he does. One ball, two strikes. A walk and a pair of singles. Fly out to right. Bases loaded, one away. 1-2 stretch. Pitch to Polkovich, down and away. Breaking ball again. Just slipped away a bit. Two balls and two strikes. Wind has absolutely gone away. Charles Hall isn't noticing it at the moment, but this is an absolutely, since right now he's got other things on his mind. Two balls, two strikes. Bases full. Right-hander comes set and now steps away. Well, they'll reset the pitch clock one time. Cade Marlowe on deck. Polkovich, the number two batter in the order. Bottom third of the order, setting the table, loading the bases. Polkovich waits, pitch by Hall. Check swing, strike, and he went around. Fooled him on a pitch that was off speed and up. And Polkovich, a check swing, strike three. So now the batter will be Cade Marlowe. And here comes Chris Smith on a jog out to the mound, Rockhounds pitching coach. Again, as we have determined, Bobby Crosby is managing. He is his designated break, but he has decided to instead stay. He hasn't been in the dugout either of the last couple of nights during the game, but he is tonight. And he kind of deked me because Steve Scarsoni has been coaching third base, but Bobby came out, and we know he's there because he came out to argue an unusual call earlier on in this ballgame. Rockhounds come into the game. They are 19-10 in the second half. 50-48 overall, which is in itself a testament to more the turnaround at the start of the second half. Now Cade Marlowe ready to go. Conversation on the mound is over. Marlowe is 0-2 with a walk, a steal, and a run scored. Bases full, two men down. Pitch by Hall, backdoor pitch called strike. A good off-speed breaking pitch at 85, just snapped over the outside corner. Marlowe, a left-handed hitter all the way. 254, 12 homers, 60 driven in. So he's been one of the key guys for the Travelers. They have been up and down defensively, or rather offensively, excuse me, in this season. They've been struggling coming in, but they've scored 17 in the last two games. Marlowe waits, 0-1 count. Swing and a miss. Same spot, but 93. First pitch was a backdoor delivery. This was on the outside half of the plate, maybe the outside edge, but at 93 and elevated. 0-2. Davidson shaving up the middle. It's short. 0-2 pitch by Hall. Backdoor pitch, boy, and he thought the inning was over. He took four steps to the dugout. That's not trying to show anybody up. That's a genuine reaction. I mean, no pitcher is going to do that. You're not going to take four steps just to show up the umpire. He didn't. He thought that pitch was right there, and it was close. But it's 1-2. Charles comes set. Bases full. Two men down in the 1-2 pitch. Ground ball right side. Schumann's got it. Throw it up first for the out. The inning is over. Charles Hall gives up a walk. Got the Pittsburgh chop into left field. A clean base hit up the middle. But he comes back with a fly out, a strikeout, and a sharply hit ball to second. No runs, two base hits, no errors, and here you go, three men left on base. So this time, the Travs are denied. We've played seven. Village Car Wash score from North Little Rock, Hounds 7, and the Arkansas Travelers 1.
In Texas, there's pea-size hail and baseball-size hail. Guess which one hit our house? We didn't even know where to begin, but we called our Texas Farm Bureau insurance agent, and he was so reassuring. He knew exactly what to do to get our house back into shape and our lives back to normal. Now, we're even more thankful for the roof over our heads.
Coverage and discounts are subject to qualifications and policy terms and may vary by situation.
Widener Apartments offer both high-end and affordable 1-, 2-, and 3-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Odessa, visit High Plains, a community with a convenient location and fabulous floor plan. In Midland, visit Wildflower, where style, elegance, and affordability complement quiet, comfortable living. Widener, one person at a time. Visit us at widener.com.
Seven innings complete here in North Little Rock, Arkansas. When this ball game is in the books, this series will be halfway over, and this, again, another 12-game road trip. Rockhounds' last trip and this one, both 2 weeks on the road, 12 games total in 14 days. Mickey McDonald leads it off, gets you the line score here in a moment as we go to the top half of the eighth inning. Big swing and a foul back off the bat of Mick. 0-1 the count. He's 0-2 with a hit by pitch and a run scored. Max Schumann, top of the order, and Zach Geloff will be the next two. Blake Wellman back for his second inning of work. A little unusual for the Travs bullpen, I am told. Backup pitch got there called strike 0-2. Most of the guys go no more than an inning at a time, but Wellman on for his second. Hounds have 7 runs on 12 hits. Arkansas 1 run on 5 hits, 3 of them in the 7th inning. Actually, 2 of them, forgive me. Pitch up and in for a ball. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Charles Hall pitching out of a bases loaded. Nobody out, jam in the 7th. And the way this series has unfolded, I think, makes that even even more important than it otherwise might sound. Here's the 1-2. Ball sliced foul out of play. Good protective swing by Mickey. One ball and two strikes. 7-12-0 for the Rockhounds. 1-5-1 for the Trabs. Hounds scoring four in the third inning, and that was an impressive offensive array, including RBI triples by Zach Geloff and Tyler Soderstrom. Pitch to Mickey. Down and away for a ball. 2-2. And tomorrow, perhaps, better bring the Louisville Sluggers tomorrow. It is Taylor Dollard, who has been absolutely sensational. Easily, if the season ended right now, pitch way up and in ball three. Dollard would be of the year in the Texas League. He has just been stunningly good. His ERA is 1.61, next best among the qualifiers in the league, 3.55. Swing and a bouncer foul, and he's been ridiculously good. Still 3-2. Good job by McDonald here. Mickey got down 0-2, and it's now 3-2 with a couple of two-strike foul balls. Dollard with a 1.61 ERA, a 0.90 whip, leads the league in both categories and leads the league in opponent average at 190. Another foul ball back, and it's still 3-2 to Mickey. And again, making the matchup even a little more fascinating, the return for the Rockhounds of J.T. Ginn, and acquired from the Mets in one of the off-season deals, the Chris Bassett trade. Pitch on the way from Wellman. Got him, called third strike. You know what? Mickey knew it. Off-speed pitch at 75, and the breaking ball got the outside corner. In the second inning, Stephen Kolek did a very similar pitch. He's a right-hander, Wellman a lefty, but in each case a breaking pitch that, well, you just knew about 10, 15, 20 feet from the plate you were toast, and Mickey just walking away. Really good breaking pitch for the strikeout from Wellman. That's his second strikeout. Top of the order, Max Schumann, 1-for-4. Max and Mickey both back from AAA, swinging a high pop foul. Max given a look at that. Where is that? Going to get into the top of that roof and down into the seats. Here's what I'm talking about on that. It's so cool in this ballpark. It's unusual. The roof, and it is a shingles roof. I mean, it looks like a house. And it is an A-frame or A-shaped roof. Pitch to Max, takes down and away for a ball. So, obviously, this side of the A-shaped roof, if a foul ball finds the roof on this side, it's going to bounce back into the seats. And a lot of the fans are very aware it's going to stay in. The whole section is there turning and looking, turning their back on the field, of course, to look for the foul ball coming in. And it's not a bad idea because you don't want to get clunked, but it really is kind of cool. It's fun to watch. It's 1-2 to Max as he fouled that one away. One ball, two strikes to Schumann. Nobody on. One down, top of the eighth. Hounds lead 7-1. Travs lead the series 2-0. Schumann takes down and away those Max. Two balls, two strikes. Said this last night. I think Mickey McDonald and Max Schumann are the kind of kids who I think will probably get it. Both have been at this level before. Mickey a little bit more than Max. Of course, Max last year with a sensational season. The delivery down and in, ball three, 3-2, and he barely missed a beat. He's hitting 315 for the Rockhounds, a little under that now. What would he be? 314 up to the moment. But I think that I would think and I would hope that they would understand just simply a numbers game and still value guys, to be sure. I would think bouncing ball foul wide at third base, that jammed Max, and he fouled it off. Max Schumann, in fact, of course, he just kind of emerged as a prospect through his season a year ago, taking Jeremy Ironman's spot. Jeremy back on the injured list. Hope we see him again soon. But Max took advantage of that opportunity a year ago, and I mean big time. Pitch to him, fouls it back. So still 3-2. Boy, two really lengthy ABs. Mickey McDonald eventually struck out. But that was nine pitches on an at-bat that started 0-2. And this will be the eighth pitch of the at-bat to Max Schumann. So Wellman, a bunch of pitches here in this inning. The left-hander set, 3-2 to Max. High fly ball, straightaway left field. Drifting back and over his Unro. Plenty of time. Still backpedals a little bit. He's got it. Towering fly ball to left field. Two down in the eighth inning. And the batter will be Zach Geloff. So interesting pitching matchup tomorrow. Rock counts again. We'll see Winter Dollard. Taylor Dollard, forgive me. And we're going to get a second look at Bryce Miller in this series. He will go on Sunday. Miller struck out 10 in the opener of this series. Zach Geloff is the batter. He's 1-for-3 with a triple, a walk, a run, and two ribbies. Takes outside corner, called strike. Good backdoor pitch by the left-hander Wellman. A little muggier here as the evening goes along, but again, it's been just a great evening for baseball to pitch way outside for a ball. I know the folks are talking to a young man named Dustin, who is terrific at the a member of the front office staff. He mans the desk at the front gate. Pitch on the way, and that's down and in for ball 2-1. He was saying they were pretty concerned about a weather system that was supposed to dump some rain right about game time, but it just skirted right on around. Clouds cooled things down. We started with 85 degrees and a 92-degree heat index. I do believe I saw triple digits back home, by the way, on the weather. Pop-up might be playable. Right side for Shiner. Going to run out of room by about 4 or 5 rows. First base side. 2-2 the count to Geloff. Base is empty. Two men down. Top of the eighth. Hound 7. Arkansas 1. Blake Wellman, by the way, drafted by the Pirates. He was an eighth rounder out of the University of Kansas. Teammate, I do believe, of Devin Foyle during part of that time in Lawrence. I have to mention that in the seventh, Devin got a base hit against his former teammate. Pitch down and in for a ball, 3-2. Full count now to Geloff. 7:05 starts, as mentioned. I think I just mentioned I had that on my card here to mention, sure, because I was bragging about the Rockhounds actually being the team that has started this slightly earlier start time in the early week. A bouncing ball foul still. And it is on to Tulsa next week, Tuesday through Sunday. Now, what do we have here? That was not a foul ball. Interesting. Second time in this game. Strikeout and a wild pitch, I believe. It would be a wild pitch, so that's the second time we've seen that. Boy, I thought that ball, and I'm guessing that ball may have glanced off the catcher and Chia. So strikeout and a wild pitch. Each team has had a man reach on that. So it was not a foul ball. Ball changed direction. There goes Geloff, a check swing strike to Kyle McCann, and steal number 9 for Zach. Boy, he got a great jump. Zach Geloff, of course, has some pop to be sure, but he's 9 out of 11 in stolen bases. So Zach steals second. Strikeout, wild pitch. The ball definitely changed direction a little bit or changed its course, so I thought it was off the bat. It must have been off maybe the glove or even the body of the catcher, Jake Anchia. So Wellman gets the whiff, but also gets a strikeout. He delivers down and away for a ball, and gets the whiff and a strikeout. Does he really, Bob? Yeah, he gets the whiff and the wild pitch. gets both the strikeout and the strikeout, does he? Yeah. Great baseball insight there. The whiff and the strikeout? Oh, what a bonus. Pitch the fastball up and away for ball 2. 2 balls, 1 strike to Kyle McCann. Kyle, 3-for-4 in this game. He doubled the left field into the corner in the third. That drove in a run he later scored. He set an infield single, and then that ball that Polkovich made a great effort at. Here's a line drive out towards short, but that'll be handled by Asturias. Little inside out, and a swing and a sinking line drive. Asturias handles it with relative ease. No runs or hits. No errors, and one man left on base. So we go to the bottom half of the eighth inning. The Rockhounds are on top. In this ballgame, Hounds will go to the bullpen. As the car wash score remains, the Rockhounds 7, the Travelers 1.
Aldridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center, serving all of your landscape and outdoor living needs.
From our complete nursery and garden center to full landscape design, installation, and management, including irrigation repair service. We offer complete tree care service with certified arborists. And we're also your steel equipment dealer, Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987 on Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit AldridgeGardens.com.
Sawgrass Steakhouse is the place for a great steak. Why? Because they only serve the best certified Angus beef. A Sawgrass steak is unmatched, unrivaled, and unbeatable when it comes to flavor. Each tender steak is seasoned with a perfect blend of seven spices, grilled over an open flame, and topped with seasoned steak butter. Taste the certified Angus beef difference today at Sawgrass Steakhouse.
Right-hander Wandus and Charles out of the bullpen, and boy, it has been a sojourn. One of my favorite words, meaning I believe it means a journey. Actually, pretty sure that it does. By the way, that's wonderful. It's a wonderful word, and it's nice in the vocabulary and all of that. But actually, the only reason I know that is because it was the title of an album by the Moody Blues when I was growing up. And again, kids, Google or ask your great-grandparents, but they had an album called Seventh Sojourn, and I always really liked that, so we used the word. But for Wanderson, it has, and it has not always been a lot of fun. He has really had his struggles on the year, so he comes into a 7-1 ball game in the bottom half of the eighth inning, does the big right-hander. And to face the middle third of the order, Jake Schiner will lead it off. Tell you how good Charles Hall has been on this season. There's a fastball. Wow. I tell you, he's been struggling. And why it's tough to understand, 99 miles an hour with some sink on it. Swinging strike one. Swung on and missed. Now, they're putting double zeros up there. Is that 100? Didn't look like that, but boy, it might have been. It's 0-2. But you and I have seen Wandus and Charles at his best. So that's why this year is such a mystery. This pitch drops to the dirt at 86. It's 1-2. Charles Hall went two innings in this game and gave up more hits than he had in his first 15 innings. He's given up two in his first 15 innings, gave up three here tonight, still hasn't given up an earned run, and he's given up only three overall. Pitch by Charles, ripped left side, clean base hit. Davidson made an excellent effort to get there, but couldn't handle it. So, well, now they've had double zeros up there twice during that sequence. And if so, Jake Schiner just singled on a 100-mile-an-hour fastball, and he ripped it to left field. So one on and nobody out. Here is Riley Unruh. He is 2-for-2, a single and a steal, an RBI double, and he has walked. 7-1 Hounds in the last of the eighth inning. Swinging a high fly ball, pop up. Davidson, in fact, the shortstop, barely on the grass. That ball just popped high in the air. Didn't get very far at all. Pop out to shortstop, very shallow on the grass, just barely. One man down, and here is Jake Anchia. By the way, Wichita leading San Antonio 3-0, bottom of the eighth inning at Nelson Wolf in San Antonio. Missions, of course, already down to the playoffs. Frisco looking for its fifth straight victory, and they're leading Amarillo 4-2. That game in the Metroplex. A swing and a miss by Anchia. It's 0-1. They are in the seventh inning of that game. Bottom of the seventh, 4-2 Frisco. Corpus Christi leading again, 7-2 over Springfield. Springfield off to a good second half start. Pitch swung on, loop foul out of play. 0-2. The North Division, nobody is over 500 at all in the second half. Wichita leads by one over Springfield. They're 16-13. Springfield 15-14. Wichita leading, Springfield trailing tonight. Hounds are 19-10, but lead Frisco by just two. The 0-2 pitch up high for a ball, 1-2. One man on and one man down, bottom of the eighth inning. Hounds lead the Travs 7-1. Wanderson Charles on to pitch here in the eighth. Big right-hander delivers and a bouncing ball foul. Boy, that was a good protective swing by Anchia. Pitch was probably off the outside corner, but it started right down the middle, then a big sweeping breaking pitch, and he got a piece of it and hangs in there. Anchia is the traveler who was reached on a strikeout. Each team with a strikeout and a wild pitch in this game. 0-3 with two whiffs. Right-handed hitter at 229. Does have 33 driven in. Stretch by Wanderson. Fastball got him. Swing and a miss at 97. So it is one on with two men down. And the batter, Connor Hoover. He has walked in three trips. Connor Hoover, left-handed hitter. Again, hitting 166 and has 24 runs batted in. That 24 isn't a particularly high number of ribbies, but when you're hitting 166, it's pretty doggone significant. Fastball swung on, lifted high in the air, center field, straight away, and plenty of room for Mickey. McDonald there, and he's got it. Well, Wanderson Charles looking a little bit more tonight like Wanderson Charles. Gave up that one base hit, but that was just a good swing of the bat. And it was a leadoff single and no damage after that, including a strikeout. So no runs on a base hit. No errors and a man left on base. Boy, if Wanderson Charles can return to form, how much would that mean to the Rockhounds bullpen? My goodness. We'll go to the top of the ninth. The Travs go back to the bullpen. Village Car Wash scored 7 and Arkansas 1.
Olympus Properties offer luxury living in West Texas. 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes featuring modern finishes and amenities including resort-style pools, 24-hour fitness centers, tanning rooms, and more. At Sedona Ranch in Odessa, upscale home designs and resort-inspired amenities combine to create your perfect escape. Take a virtual tour, schedule an in-person visit, and look for our move-in specials, all at OlympusProperties.com. Your home, our passion. Olympus Properties.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. Take the afternoon off and binge watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
It's time to amp up the fun. Now during the Ford Summer Supercharged Sales Event. Get great offers on select Ford vehicles, and you'll not only bring back the fun, you'll supercharge it. So stop by the Summer Supercharged Sales Event at your Ford dealer and discover how Ford can take your summer to a whole new level. Not all models, trims, or features may be available. Contact your dealer for information.
Top of the ninth, Rockhounds trying to break through in this series, and they lead it by the score of 7-1. Scott Bochus is on to pitch. And in this ninth inning, he'll face Jordan Diaz to lead it off. 1-for-4, but the one is an RBI, or not an RBI, but rather a double. Takes over the inside corner called strike. So Jordan, not a huge night at the plate by any means. But a double, and it was one of those just the stuff we have seen so much from him. A swing and a miss. Boy, he's fooled on that pitch. Breaking ball, and it's quickly 0-2. And Jordan Diaz, and I started to mention it, and absolutely whiffed. But Jordan, with that double, and again, hasn't played since July 20th, but he has now reached base in 20 consecutive games. 1-for-4 with the double in this one. Hitting about 345 in that stretch, maybe 350, pitched down and away for a ball. One ball and two strikes, Diaz, Davidson, and Soderstrom. Jordan, right-handed hitter, came in at 307 among the top 10 in the Texas League. Well, he swung on and missed. We fooled by the off-speed pitch away. So for Jordan, just 1-for-5, but again, first game back in a while. And here is Logan Davidson. Logan Davidson is 1-for-4, and I mean could very easily be 3-for-4, and should be 2-for-4. Caden Polkovich just made a stupid good play. Took a base hit away from Logan Davidson on a shot to second back in the fifth inning. Logan takes a strike in the knees inside corner. Has extended his hit streak to 8 games with his second inning single and a run scored. Pitch a check swing. Boy, that time he was really fooled. So Bochus has been, boy, nasty to start this inning. Logan's ball that he hit to right field was beautifully handled by Hoover in the seventh inning. That started on an 0-2 pitch, and he worked it a lot and got a good swing of the bat. I thought that was a good AB. Pitch down and in for a ball, 1-2. Of course, we all know, I mean, it's baseball. There are nights you can go 0-for-5 and swing the bat really well. Nights you can go 3-for-5 and get, what, a single and 2 duck snorts or whatever it might be. 1-2. It's the Logan big swing and a miss. He's out on strike. So 1-for-5, that'll be one of those games where 1-for-5 is really, in at least some ways, is misleading. Easily could have been 3-for-5. But does strike out this time. And here is Tyler Soderstrom. Tyler is 1-for-4, but again, a big one, an RBI triple and a run scored in the inning, which is the difference in this game, the 4-run third. Tyler, left-handed hitter. Hit 10 runs for Lansing and an RBI total that led the league. Still does, actually, entering tonight's play at 71 runs batted in to lead the league. He takes ball one here. 1-1, no strikes, bases empty. Pitch to Soderstrom, bounced foul toward the first base dugout. 1-1. I don't believe there's activity in the Hounds' bullpen. Maybe some stirring down there. In deep, deep right center field. Pitch swung on and sent foul out of play. Tyler reaching for that a little bit. A ball and 2 strikes. So again, leading the Advanced A Midwest League in runs batted in at age 20. That is impressive. Left-handed hitter waits. Ground ball, 2 sharp, hops to second. That'll be handled by Polkovich. Throw to first base. And in the first and in the ninth, the Rockhounds go in order in this game, but nowhere in between. A couple of strikeouts for Bochus and a very solid 1-2-3 inning for the right-hander in relief. So we are bound for the bottom half of the ninth inning. And our Village Car Wash score this game through 8.5. And we'll see, is it Wanderson? It is Wanderson. Charles will go back out to try to close the door. Village Car Wash score, Hounds 7, Travelers 1.
At HEB, we know that game day is about more than the game itself. The taste of victory is unparalleled, but so is the taste of HEB jalapeno poppers hot off the grill. Seeing the best players in their prime is truly something to behold. So is an HEB Prime 1 burger that you grilled to perfection. For low prices on all the things that make game day great and delicious, visit HEB, your official game day headquarters, or use the MyHEB app to order curbside and start prepping for game day right away.
This is a hamburger. And this, friends, is a Whataburger. A fresh 100% beef patty so big it can only fit on a 5-inch bun. Ah, there's another. It'll be topped with melted cheese and, oh my goodness, grilled onions and grilled jalapenos. I'm not sure the speakers can handle any more sizzle. Whataburger. Just like you like it.
I mean this from a comedic sense only, but the scoreboard was imploring fans to get on their feet. With a 7-1 game, of course, the crowd has thinned a little bit. Wasn't a huge bunch. Good bunch, though, tonight. It really was, but it has thinned, of course, with a visiting team leading big. But I decided to take a look and just see how many folks were going along with the scoreboard that said, on your feet, and it said it in rather bright, brilliantly colored letters. And I think I counted 13, but I can't see the whole ballpark. So scoreboard failing miserably there to create urgency among the fans here in North Little Rock. Here is Cesar Esturiz Jr., 1-for-3, and he was robbed of a hit by Logan Davidson. Swings and fouls it away. Logan made a catch on a line drive off Esturiz's bat to open the fifth inning. It was just a work of art. It wasn't a laser, but it was a line drive to be sure, and Logan made the catch just at the top of the leap. Bouncer to first. Well, a little room service for Tyler Sillars from Tyler. Welcome to Double-A Baseball. Gratuity not included on the room service bounce out. Three unassisted. Soderstrom handles the play, one man down in the ninth, and that'll bring up Patrick Frick. Well, Hounds trying to improve to 20-10 to start the second half. Those would be nice round numbers. Well, again, that's winning two out of every three, and that's not easy to do. Big swing and a miss by Patrick Frick. Again, for the Rockhounds in this game, they face the league's best pitcher tomorrow. That's just statement of fact. And they face the league's best pitcher by leaps and bounds tomorrow. They certainly statistically pitch down and in for a ball. It's one ball, one strike. So you drop the first two games of the series, and this becomes, I think, you can't say it's a must near the case, but you sure don't want to drop the first three of the series anyway. Pitch down the way 2-1 from Wanison, and you sure don't when you have to turn right back around and face Taylor Dollard tomorrow. Again, J.T. Ginn, one for the Hounds. It's good to see him back, swinging a foul out of play, 2-2. Well, there was a time when there in late May, early June, just to be able to even think about saying it's nice to have fill in the name back, because we barely didn't say it. And finally, some guys coming around, still some guys sidelined. Delivery, called strike outside corner. Too close to take. Patrick Frick does not react or argue at all. Two men down in the ninth inning. Point out of all the happenings in this game, one of the most important might be, and it's a very quiet eighth and ninth innings, of course, because it's a 7-1 game, but Wanderson Charles looks like Wanderson Charles tonight. Fastball fouled back, and man, that was 98 down and in. 0-1 to Matt Scheffler. He is 0-4. He has had a potential base hit taken away. There's some really good defensive plays in this game. Devin Foyle made a sliding catch against Scheffler in the fifth inning. Pitch from Charles down the middle to low, off speed at 87. One ball, one strike. Nobody on, two out, bottom of the ninth inning. Well, the Hounds trying to close this out, get on the board in the series. Pitch that will skip to the dish. Two balls and one strike. And we'll see where we go from here. Again, the midway point of this series, one quarter, the quarter pole of the 12-game road trip. Hounds have two of those on the year, and they are back-to-back road swings, this being the second of them. Pitch, fastball, bounce, foul. Boy, again, 98. Down in the zone, great life to it. Boy, you're so tempted. You don't want to jump the gun because he's had such a struggle of it on the year. But, boy, you just love to be able to say emphatically, welcome back, Wanderson Charles. Here's the two-ball, two-strike stretch and pitch. That's popped foul back out of play. That was 94, so for Wanderson, that's mid-range in the fastball. Well, with the backdrop of downtown Little Rock across the river, Rockhounds trying to close the door here in the ninth inning. Stretch and pitch from Wanderson, and he got him swinging a miss to the dirt. Retrieved by Kyle, throws the first ball, and the ball game over. Strikeout, put out going 2-3. That is your ball game. Wanderson Charles faced seven batters, retired six. The only base hit was a really good swing of the bat by cleanup hitter Jake Shiner, and he strikes out three out of the seven batters that he faces, does Wanderson Charles. So again, boy, talk about that is an asterisk the size of Little Rock if Wanderson Charles is back. Goes two scoreless innings in this game, and he just has not had much of that on the year. So the Rockhounds drop the first two, but they score four times in the third. They never looked back. Jeff Criswell went five innings in this ballgame, and he was outstanding. Did Jeff one run on two hits, a walk and seven strikeouts for the victory. Rockhounds get a lot of offense from different sources. Pitching was outstanding, and a 7-1 victory is the result. So as the guys exchange high fives as they head for the clubhouse, we'll tip our cap. Hounds on the board in the series. Gentlemen, one and all, this Bud, this Michelob Ultra are for you.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This presentation of Rockhounds Baseball has been brought your way in part by Budweiser and by Michelob Ultra. Let's go back to Bob at the ballpark for a quick look at the runs, hits, and errors.
For the Rockhounds, 7 runs on 12 hits, no errors, 7-12 and 0. For the Arkansas Travelers, 1 run, 6 hits, and 1 error, 1-6 and 1. No home runs in the ballgame. Hounds got two big triples in the 4-run third inning. Zach Gelof and Tyler Soderstrom, both with RBI triples in that 4-run third. And again, big innings have been the story through the first three. Jeff Criswell, I would think his best start, 1 run on 2 hits, one of them an infield single. He walked just 1, struck out 7. And Jeff, he is now 2-3 in the season. Stephen Kolek took the loss. He will fall to 4-10. 2 hours, 46 minutes of baseball daylight time, 3,645 watched it here at Dickie Stevens Park in North Little Rock. Hounds improve, as mentioned earlier, to 20-10 in the second half, and that is, well, that's rarefied air there. That's winning 2 out of every 3. I speak of a very, that's obviously very basic arithmetic, but it's rather remarkable arithmetic if you're talking about a baseball season. From Dickie Stevens Park in North Little Rock, Arkansas, our final Village Car Wash score of this ball game reads the Rockhounds 7, the Arkansas Travelers 1.
At Village Car Wash, we have one goal, to make your vehicle look its very best. And we've been doing it since 1969, more than 50 years. Village Car Wash also offers fuel, complete detailing, and 14-point oil changes. You'll find us at 604 Andrews Highway. Open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 and Saturdays from 8 to 4. The best in the business for more than 50 years. Village Car Wash, Midland's first car wash.
Is the official transportation provider for the Rockhounds. And they can be your getaway too. Cowboys fans, check out our packages for the 2022 season. They include your game ticket, hotel accommodations, transportation, and the ultimate Bill Bates tailgate party. It's a private, all-inclusive party with a catered meal and beverages. VIP Sports Getaway offers Rangers baseball packages, too. To find out more, visit VIPSportsGetaway.com.
You know, the things you think about during the course of a broadcast in a baseball game, I actually thought about this a couple of days ago when Tyler Soderstrom joined the Rockhounds. It is, of course, it's the tip of a cap to our friends at Standard Sales and Budweiser and Michelob Ultra. And I say this Bud and this Michelob Ultra are for you, because that, of course, was their tagline for a zillion years. So I'm a veteran kind of guy, so I'd like to use that. But I need to say, gentlemen, with the exception of Tyler, this Bud and this Michelob Ultra are for you. Tyler Soderstrom's 20 years of age, so yeah, I guess I better watch my step there. But it is, of course, a figurative salute. Well, the Rockhounds win it by the final score of 7-1. And in this game, Kyle McCann, again, he has really had a terrific second half, as has Logan Davidson, among others. But Kyle goes 3-for-5 with a run and 2 runs batted in, so he leads the way. Devin Foyle went 3-for-4 with an RBI. And, again, Devin has missed so much time as well. And we know how important he is to the ball club. He was the guy that Bobby Crosby named the team captain, remember, in the second half a year ago. So Devin coming back as well. He goes 3-for-4. Logan Davidson extended his hit streak to 8 games. He was 1-for-5, was Logan, but as mentioned, easily could have been 3-for-5. He had 2 tremendous defensive plays that took base hits away from him. I thought he had certainly a much better night at the dish than just the raw numbers would tell you. Couple of runs driven in for Zach Gelof. He went 1-for-4 in this ballgame. Jordan Diaz has reached base in 20 straight, hadn't played in a week, but came back and went 1 foot now in 20 consecutive games, and the double was his 40th extra base hit of this season. Kyle McCann has now hit in 15 straight with that big night, 3 for 5, and a couple of ribbies in the game. Jeff Criswell, I would think his best start of the year, 5 innings, 2 hits, 1 run that was earned, a walk, and 7 strikeouts. Charles Hall gave up more hits, 3, than he had in his first 15 innings, but 2 scoreless. He still has a 0 ERA. And Wanda Sincharles, boy, put a little small, cautious asterisk next to his name. 2 innings, no runs, 1 hit, great command, 3 strikeouts. That's a 9.5 ERA, but you know what he is capable of. I thought that was maybe one of the kind of the little sub-headline of the night in this one. The Rockhounds score 4 times in the third inning. A leadoff single by Max Schumann. Max, an infield single, went 1 for 5, but and Max still hitting .313 as a Texas leaguer. That led off the third. Zach Geloff followed with a line drive to right center that was just ripped. I thought Cade Marlowe might make the catch, but the ball got over his head. It would tell me that ball was hit maybe even harder than Cade thought. RBI triple for Zach. That made it a 1-0 ball game. Actually, 2-0. Hounds had gotten a run in the second. Kyle McCann followed with the first of his 3 base hits, a double into the left field corner. That scored Geloff, made it 3-0. 2 outs went by, but Tyler Soderstrom drilled a triple, almost the same spot in the ballpark as Zach Geloff, and that made it a 4-0 ball game. Devin Foyle followed with the first of his 3 base hits, actually the second of them, and an RBI for Devin, driving home Tyler Soderstrom, and it was 5-0. The Rockhounds get their final 2 runs in the 6th. They Frankenstein them together. Michael Goldberg was walked. Mickey McDonald hit by a pitch. They will pull a double steal and score on a ground out by Zach Geloff and Kyle McCann's 3rd base hit and 2nd RBI of the game, a single. So the Rockhounds win this game 7-1. Really, Sagan Davidson making a brilliant defensive play. Devin Foyle making a sliding catch in right field. So there was outstanding defense. Pitching was just tremendous. 1 run, 6 hits, 3 walks, 12 strikeouts. And basically top to bottom in the order. And if all Mickey, I'm picking on you. Didn't mean to. 8 out of the 9 Rockhounds had at least 1 base hit in this game. Mickey's the guy left out. You always feel awful when it's 8 out of 9, you know. But that was just the case tonight. The Hounds got really good, balanced offense. Taylor Dollard will bring that gaudy 1.6 ERA to the mound tomorrow. And, again, JT Ginn makes his return from the injured list. So a very intriguing pitching matchup in Game 4 of this 6-game set. Teams will play at 7:05 tomorrow, 7:05 Wednesday, Saturday night, and then Sunday afternoon at 1:35 to wrap up the series. Frisco not yet done with Amarillo. They are leading, though. If that's the case, the Frisco Rough Riders will win their 5th consecutive game. Hounds would maintain a 2-game lead over the Rough Riders. And by the way, here's your little number in anticipation of tomorrow. Tomorrow's game, number 100 of the season. Is that even possible? So 2 hours, 46 minutes of baseball daylight time in this one. The Rockhounds win it by the final score of 7-1. For all of us with the Rockhounds, Bob Hards here in North Little Rock. Look forward to bringing you tomorrow night's game. Thanks so much for coming on board tonight on MidlandRockhounds.org. And until tomorrow, we'll say goodnight, Red, goodnight, Leo, and Mr. Jackson, and goodnight, Mr. Scully. And goodnight, my friends, from Dickie Stevens Park in North Little Rock, Arkansas.
Thanks for joining us for this edition of Rockhounds Radio. Remember, MidlandRockhounds.org is your place for all things Rockhounds as we celebrate our 50th anniversary season. Check out upcoming special events at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Order your tickets, visit the Rockhounds store, and join Bob for play-by-play, home and away. Now, until next time, all.